Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Stand up, all fat men, stand up straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test, and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, 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 don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know, you can just go to hell. We're like, yeah, yeah, like that. Yeah, yeah.
You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
And Andy. And Andy?
I don't care. I don't give it. I'm all worked up right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes me look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I cared about you? No. You're just smart enough, and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in Progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to this very, very special edition of PFW in Progress. Game day, Gillette Stadium, December 6, 2010. Perhaps the biggest regular season game we've had here in a long time. Jets versus Patriots. It's a big one. Dad's out raking leaves. Go get him. This one's going to be a dandy. So,
not like you last week when you were out raking leaves and no one went and got
me. No
you.
One went and got me. I missed all the college
You waited
football.
Till every leaf fell in your yard before you started raking that.
No,
huh?
Well, I do it in – I can't do that. I have too many leaves. So I did three stages. So Saturday, I did another – actually, Sunday morning, I did another stage, and now it looks really good. I got everything up.
Connor help you at all?
No. So now I'm – if it snows, I'm good because, you know, there's no leaves in the grass. I'm okay. But anyway, people don't want to hear about me raking leaves. They want to talk about Jets-Patriots. And, of course, we got a chance to watch some football over the weekend, so we'll talk about that as well. MIA Super Bowls here, Everett. Paul's alma mater.
Champions.
Once again, champion of the Division I.
So, we let someone else win it the last couple years.
Yep. So
back to its rightful spot.
So it was a good Saturday here at Gillette. Good Sunday at home watching TV. And it'll be an unbelievable Monday night here. Just in case you're not in the area, it's cold out. I'd say, you know, it's lucky if it's 30 degrees right now, but there's a strong wind out
Winds.
There.
Yeah.
And I'd say there's a wind chill of about 15 degrees right now. And I don't think that's going to get much better for
You think
tonight.
That's going to affect Sanchez at all?
I think the cold could affect Sanchez more than Brady, but the wind will affect both of them. You know,
the wind, sure.
Yeah.
But just the elements in general.
Well, we were talking about that. You might have been not on the show last week, but we talked about, you know, yeah, Sanchez has been in the league, you know, a year now, but, you know, are we still trying to figure out how he is in cold weather? He did okay in the playoffs, but, you know, I don't know.
He's had some cold weather games, but not a lot. Obviously, Brady's had a million of them.
Not a lot. And the playoff success he had last year, he didn't make a lot of mistakes, and that's why he was successful. I don't think the defense is as good as it was in the playoffs last year.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So,
the Jets defense?
Yeah.
No.
So I think he might be
weird. Statistically, and I mentioned this during the week, statistically, at this point last year to now, the Jets are better in every category except for sacks. And but to me, it hasn't even compared.
Yeah, the eyeball test.
And this is when they really kicked it in also last year. is down the stretch. Those last couple of games, they forced all those turnovers and mistakes, and then in the playoffs, they were outstanding.
Yeah, and I think as we've seen, the team has asked Sanchez to do more at the end of games to come back or hold leads or, you know, to score points, basically, bottom line, at the end of games. So how he'll be affected this tonight, I don't know. Remains to be seen. Without a doubt, though, the Patriots are going to have a good defensive game. And, you know, that's their Achilles heel. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm feeling good.
I asked you before the show. You said you felt good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm still not emotionally prepared to lose the game, and I won't be. And that's part of feeling good about it. I don't feel as good.
Are you feeling good about a win or feeling good about the win? Like, do you think it's going to be a sizable win, or you just feel good that they are going to win, period?
I think it could end up being sizable, but it'll be a struggle for the first three quarters, and then, you know, things could happen and, you know, turn over here and there, and it you know, becomes a two-score.
I think it'll be a struggle throughout, but I think they will win.
Yeah. Everybody around here, at least, is picking Patriots. I don't know about New York, but the Boston papers and media are picking Patriots. All close, like 27-24, 24-22, those types of scores. Sounds right to me.
I had 30-24.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if either team gets to 30, honestly.
Yeah. Well, see, you never know with these games, though.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, the fact that everyone is saying about the same thing means we're probably all wrong.
If the Patriots don't get to 30, I think they could be in trouble.
Yeah. No, you could be right. You could be right. I mean, you're asking the defense to do something then that they haven't done all year.
Because, I mean, unless the Jets come in, and this is a distinct possibility, especially considering what we talked about to open the show with the weather, unless the Jets' offense comes in and Sanchez has one of those games like he did last year here, and he just, you know, poops the bed and costs his team the game, I don't see anybody scoring fewer than 25 points against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Any, you know, reasonable offense. You're going to be 24, 25, 28. I mean, that's where you're going to be against the Patriots.
On the defensive side of the ball for the Jets, Jim Leonard went down on Friday with that injury. Weird injury, I guess pretty severe, though.
Tibia.
Yeah, and, a lot of people, you know, when you listen to the New York and some of the national, they're making a big deal about this. I know down here, in New England, we're kind of downplaying it because we don't want them to be using injuries as an excuse. But in New York and on some of the national shows,
I thought it was the opposite. The stories that I read in the papers were like they lost Ed Reed.
Here?
Yeah. Well, Ian Rappaport talking about the guy who calls all the signals, all this. Now Brodney Poole's going to be pressed into service. Brodney Poole's a better player.
I was listening to Sirius, and the guys on Sirius, and Joe Namath is one of them, said, guys, somebody will step up, but Jim Leonard,
I'll tell you where I think they'll miss him.
Punt returns.
Yes, I agree, Eric. Punt returns.
Especially on windy day.
I think he's a reliable guy. He's like Welker in that regard, and I don't mean to make the comparison on race, but he always seems to get upfield and get. So he's not going to give you an 80-yard return more than likely, but he might give you a 12-yarder. And those are, you know, the hidden yards that you always like to talk about, Fred. He gets upfield, and he's usually shorthanded. I don't know who's going to be back there, if they're going to use Cromartie in that role, someone.
The shorthanded part is, I think, more important on a game like tonight where there's win factor and everything. You want a guy who can at least field the ball first and foremost.
Especially
then if he can get you 10, 12
especially
yards.
The crazy way. I mean, I don't mean this to be disrespectfully, but Mesko's kicks have been all over the place all year long. So those might be hard to handle.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a key factor in the Baltimore win.
Yep.
The Baltimore punt returners couldn't catch the punts. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that was a key factor.
Left-footed punter.
Game.
Yep. Hey, by the way, speaking of kickers, before I forget, this kid from Nebraska, Henry, or is he from Oklahoma? One of the two.
Not sure.
Unbelievable.
What did he do?
Kicked a 60-yarder. And he just doesn't miss this guy. Every kick in the end zone, kickoffs, field goal, unbelievable.
He had a 60-yard field goal this weekend?
Yeah, I think. No, not this weekend, but to his credit.
This season?
Yeah. This kid, they're saying that he's one of the greatest kickers to come out of college.
Wow.
It's H-E-N-E-R-Y, but it's pronounced Henry.
Henry.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking this kid, he could be worth a second-round draft pick. For a team. I don't know if we would, but.
Well, it's not unusual. Jason Hansen was a second rounder, and he's had a 20-year career, basically.
Yeah. But I just thought.
A great career.
I didn't know he was a second-round pick.
Hanson?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. I know that Hanson's been a great kicker.
Well, I hope we sufficiently got the word out that we have the special show. I know Strippers is there.
I blogged about it on Saturday.
Yeah, Stripper says he's from Nebraska.
Fred wants to break down the kicking game because that's big. Fred watches the college games, you know, and you hope you pick up a guy or two that might catch your eye. Fred's watching the kicker. I expect that out of Eric.
And Strippers also wants to know if any of us saw Mike and Mike this morning. They were live at Showcase.
Hells, I didn't. No. I knew they were here, but
no interest.
No. But I guess Robert Kraft was there, and he presented Mike Greenberg with a Brady jersey. And
he's a Jets
Golic
fan, right?
Wore a Belichick hoodie.
Isn't that right? Isn't
he's a huge
Greenberg
Jets fan.
Greenberg a Jets fan?
Yeah. All the pussies are.
Well, you know.
You ever watch you ever listen to Howard Stern, and Artie Lang used to make fun of the Mets fans? Oh my God, he was brutal on the Mets fans. You know, they
he
were
was a Yankee.
Well, he's a big time Yankee fan. So, and it's kind of like the Jets. If you know, Giants are the established team, and the Jets fans are also Rans. You know. So, how's that sandwich, Paul?
Good.
Eric was nice enough, gave us an email this morning, said, hey, lunch is on me. I'm going to this place that's been around since before I was born, an Italian place.
Yep.
What's the name of it? We'll give it a plug.
Rossi's Cold Cuts and Deli.
Rossi's Cold Cuts and Deli in Providence.
Smith Street in North Providence.
Smith Street.
Yeah, like right close to the Providence line.
Janice Rossi?
by Brown University there?
No, more in the Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
Neighborhood, and that's that part of town.
So Rossi's very good. They make a good meatball.
They make a good Italian.
Yeah.
Just good.
They make everything good there.
So thanks, Eric. That was
You're welcome.
Really nice.
Very thoughtful.
And you guys have any of the cookies? They told me the cookies were great.
He had the cookies laid out, chips,
sodas. Barbecue chips.
Yeah.
I know.
And he even got the right kind of chips.
Yeah. So thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
That was
it was
really
very
nice.
Thoughtful.
You're very
Especially,
welcome.
Especially, you know, I wasn't going all the way back to my car on a day like this
to go
get lunch.
Yeah. So I knew.
So that was big.
Yeah. I just had a feeling. It's a long day. It's, you know, big day.
Yep.
We gotta be ready. We gotta
Speaking
be fueled
of long
up.
Day, we'll be here till like what, 5 in the morning?
I'm hoping to be home by 5.
Oh, by 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my
And I forgot, Paul. I sent
11:30.
Yeah. I emailed your picks, and because I was thinking we're going to print today, and I'm like, what the hell? After I sent it, I'm like, what am I doing?
I put them in
tomorrow.
Andy went 13-2.
Is that right?
Huh?
I think I had a bad day.
I know you were. All
I had
right.
a bad day.
We were all right. I think we all went. I think we went 10-5.
Yeah.
I think you went 10-5. Maybe 11-4.
My two upsets killed me, though.
Well, I got crushed in my upset. I was telling Fred. I'm the only
one. Knockout.
I lost my knockout pick, yes.
San Diego.
But I had Tampa Bay. Everybody else had Atlanta.
That was a tough
Everybody
loss.
In the paper had Atlanta. Everybody in the radio had Atlanta.
So we're all on the
so
block.
So you guys are all on the Falcons. And I had a 10-point lead with 8 minutes left and choked.
Yeah, it was we'll get to all the weekend games because there were some interesting things that
Great
happened.
Games.
And
Colts sucked again.
Yeah.
And almost won.
Unbelievable. Manning is
the Colts really should have won that game.
Manning is both great and terrible in the same
Fred
game.
Fred and I were talking
the
about
Colts
this.
Colts suck.
It was unbelievable how every incomplete pass was an interception.
Yeah.
It was amazing how good he was and how bad he was in the same game.
Yeah. And he just needs a die because I think a lot of those passes would be dump offs to a die and you know.
I thought he said he needs to die.
Well, yeah, I'm not that bad.
Just for a split second.
It sounded like you said that.
I can't believe.
There he is.
I can't believe San Diego lost to Oakland. That's
at home, no less.
And they didn't just lose. They got thoroughly dominated.
Yeah. I'm surprised Pittsburgh beat Baltimore, but I found myself rooting for Pittsburgh, believe it or not.
Why?
I'm so sick of Baltimore thinking that they're the greatest thing ever.
All right,
you know?
Fred and I talked about this game. Did you watch the game at all, Andy? Probably not, right?
First half.
So you don't know much about it?
I can't hear you either.
Eric, did you watch it?
I watched some of it.
Is this thing on?
Now,
I watched the first half.
So
I was nauseated by Ben Roethlisberger's nose, and my wife goes,
"Oh my
it's
God.
Not that bad. And
that
I'm
was
thinking,
gross.
What are you talking about? It's a good inch and a half out of whack.
But it,
What's
let's
bad?
Put it this way. It got
looked like Vinny Paz at the
Chris
end.
Collinsworth.
And then thankfully, Collinsworth kept saying things.
Chris
and I'm
Collinsworth,
thinking, this guy's played in the NFL. He's seen gross things. He's seen fingers that went the wrong way. He's seen
for him to be
bones
that,
pop
like,
out.
Oh, my God.
Right. That was my initial reaction when they showed him walk into the sidelines.
Right.
It looked like Vinny Paz.
Well, it's funny because they initially showed him, and he was like leaning down, and the blood was pouring out of his nose. And these idiots are like, oh, he's slow to get up. That foot must be bothering. I'm like, there's blood pouring out of his nose.
Just another example, by the way. Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, you handle it one way. Brett Favre handles it another way.
Right. And he did it again this week.
Yeah, I know.
He went down like he was dead. And then
because I saw my boy throwing touchdown passes.
Then they show him on the sideline like this.
Right.
Right.
How bad could his wrist slash shoulder have hurt if he's holding onto his shoulder pads?
Shoulder pads.
But JJ.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
By the way, that was another one of my upset picks. I think I should not have to lose a game. I picked Buffalo at Minnesota. Yep, no one told me Favre was going out on the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Even though your boy actually stunk up the joint. They still won.
I just watched a touchdown pass. It looked nice.
What, the one that Sidney Rice took out of three guys' hands on the goal line?
He's so negative.
He was terrible.
He can't praise athletic accomplishment.
And Rice made another great catch in that game to bail him out.
He was
none greater than Sammy Strotter when I was rooting for Josh Freeman to have another comeback. And
that was like Troy Brown against the Giants.
I still don't really know how it happened.
That was like
he's lying upside down.
How did he catch it?
How did Lofton not catch it? Because it looked like he was the receiver. He had the chance for it. One of the more remarkable catches. That was, what's his name like?
That's Troy Brown like against the Giants.
No, the other guy. Giants.
Tyree?
The one we don't talk about.
Oh.
This was a better catch than Tyrese.
Tyrese
was
as remarkable.
Tyrese wasn't luck.
Yeah.
I think there was luck involved with this one.
But he had
to
catch
it. He threw
his hands
up and he had no idea it was going to make it to his hands.
Would he catch that ball again? Maybe
no,
not.
I say 1 in 100.
But Tyrese was to me all luck.
Yeah, I guess.
By the way, my guy Henry, he kicked a perfect 54-yarder on Saturday that would have been literally good from 70.
Dan Carpenter kicked a 60-yarder yesterday
from
Miami.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
The guy from UConn kicked a 52-yarder with millions of dollars on the line. He's in college.
Let me tell you something.
There's no bigger pressure than that.
I watched virtually that entire second half.
Watch something. My boy sucked. I didn't see anything.
Your boy.
Sorry about a 2 or 3 run.
Your boy needs to go pro because your boy's coach is utterly clueless.
I don't know if you watched pregame. They gave him a lot of praise, Mark, what's his name? And I agreed. Unlike all the other good running backs in the country, there's some misdirection. There's a quarterback could keep it and run. They run the same damn play every time. Every damn time and get him killed 37 times a game. It's the worst offense in the history. For him to
have
140 yards a game.
Until they need first downs at the end of the game to run the clock out. Then they start throwing the ball with a quarterback who evidently hasn't completed a pass in his life.
He stinks. But, I mean, for him to have the yards he has with that offense, I think you could double it. If he was in a real offense, I think he'd have 240 a game.
Did you watch the end of that game, the last drive?
I just saw the highlight of the end. Okay. I watched the beginning. But that's as big a college field goal as you can get.
Oh, God.
To go to a BCS bowl game from 52 yards out.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
he
you had like
a 50-yarder earlier.
Oh, I guess.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Kicked a 50-yarder
earlier
in the game.
How bad is the Big East?
It was sloppy and a bad night to kick field goals in, too.
Yeah, it was on that field. Yeah.
How bad is UConn going to get whooped up on by Oklahoma?
Pretty bad.
UConn would get whooped up by whoever they play.
I'm just hoping they get whooped and my boy has 120 yards.
Here's a new rule,
in his final collegiate game?
Yes.
Here's a new BCS rule.
Announce it before the game.
If you insist on having it the way it is and there's the 6 BCS conferences that are all guaranteed, give me one stipulation. If you can't be in the top 25 of the BCS rankings, you're eliminated. Because the fact that Michigan State doesn't go to a BCS game because of the rules is just not fair. Forget about Boise State. If you want to make the argument, well, they're a little guy, they have to be perfect to go. Okay. Michigan State went 11-1.
They beat Wisconsin, who's going to.
I know. Listen, the way it shook out, I agree with, because I actually think that Wisconsin was the better of those three teams. They beat Ohio State. That's, you know, and Michigan State's loss came to a 7-5 Iowa team, and they got killed. You know, it's unfortunate.
Who's ranked in the top 20?
But all three of them need to go. All three of them should be there. Michigan State should be a BCS team, and UConn shouldn't be.
I'm just happy for my boy.
I was happy
they
won.
Get like a PlayStation out of it or something.
I was rooting for him.
Even Virginia Tech, they won, 11 games to finish the season, but they started off 0-2, and they lost to an FCS team.
Jimmy Madison.
Whatever.
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the
college football hour.
508-543-7482.
Well, we have nothing else to talk about.
Is the East Ticket
Hotline. To talk about.
Larry says it's great
Mark
to hear
Sanchez
you on game
no
day.
Chance.
Do it on every big game when you can.
Chance.
I know you can't, but it helps to get to game time. Should be a great day. We're happy to do this on game day. This is exciting.
Just too bad the game's not going to live up to
it. I heard you trying to overtalk me when I was just saying.
If I wanted to overtalk you, I would have. I bowed out.
What about Sanchez? He has no chance.
No chance.
Why
no
is that?
Effing chance. The
Why
wind
that?
And the cold out there. He's not ready for that.
Just what we already talked about, Freddie.
And Brick Hands, Braylon Edwards, not ready. Those guys are not ready. I'm telling you, they're done. We know Wes Welker, Tom Brady, Deion Branch. We know they can compete in this. Hernandez might suck. Gronkowski might suck. But we know the core of the offense can compete in this win. Tom Brady will make whatever throws he needs to.
Wes Welker, Deion Branch.
Yeah. Mark Sanchez, thanks for playing. LT, he'll have his little parka on, huddled on the sideline with one of those heaters up his ass. No chance.
Okay.
It's over.
All right. I like it.
Two score, three
is
score.
Is he feeling
victory.
As good as worry, you or better?
It worries me, though, that he's on my side. Yeah. I don't like that.
Well, you could lose if Brady throws three picks, whatever. You will not get beaten by the Jets tonight if you play a decent football game.
That is one thing that I keep hearing. Listen, if there's going to be a quarterback that loses the game, the percentages have to be over 99% that it would be Sanchez. If one quarterback loses the game.
Right.
Right.
But when the Patriots do, in fact, lose games over the last 10 years, I would say 95% of the time it's because the quarterback has a bad game.
Multiple
now,
picks.
Now, that's why they've only lost 20 games in 10 years, because Brady doesn't have bad games. But when they do lose, it's usually because he throws three picks or gets sacked five times and strip sacked. That's what happens. He doesn't have
last
a good game.
Bad
that's like
weather,
out of the,
really
out,
bad
I mean,
game.
Bad weather,
I
bad
feel like
game?
He's worse early in the season. He has like these September and October stickers.
He had a bad game against the Jets, and he had a bad game against Cleveland. Those are the two losses.
No, but he's talking about bad weather. Bad
weather.
Bad weather.
Oh, bad he ramps it up and gets like raised
to the
level.
In other words, when's the last time he had a bad December game?
Well, against the Jets, actually, in that muddy mud bowl here.
Yeah, the quagmire.
Yeah.
That was a bad game.
That muddy mud bowl.
That's all you could come up with? That's why he's our feature guy. He just says it with such eloquence.
No, that was a bad game, and that was
in November.
That was a
06,
yeah.
But it was a bad weather game.
Right. Bad weather game.
Yeah.
I agree with Andy. It's few and far between when he seems to be affected by the elements. And like I said, 99%+, if one quarterback or the other is going to cost this team the game, it'll be Sanchez. But just the fact that everybody's like, well, you know that Brady's not going. That's not. Well, if they lose, that's probably going to be what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Won't happen.
I don't think so either. I pick the Patriots, and I think the Patriots will score 30 points tonight.
Oh, somebody was writing this morning that they felt, or maybe they were repeating what was being written in New York, that Rex Ryan and the Jets, and whenever you say Ryan in defense, that's trouble for Brady because they have him figured out. Whether it was Rob Ryan in Cleveland, or Rex Ryan with the Jets, they seem to have Brady's number.
Yeah.
They seem to have Brady's number.
That's true.
I don't think it'll be easy. I don't think they're going to roll it out there and just. Well, I kind of.
So I think it's going to be an under 30 for both teams.
Although Brady had a pretty good game against the Jets last year here, right? He was like.
Sanchez had a
24-31.
It was okay.
But he had over 300 yards passing.
Yeah, Sanchez threw four picks? Five picks?
No, but I'm just talking about Brady.
That was a Sanchez game.
No, I know, but when you get in a game like that, it tends to help you.
Yeah, sure.
But he's won some of those. I mean, obviously, they won the 07 struggle. In Baltimore, but part of it is the defenses are pretty good. Well, maybe not Rob Ryan's. Are we including Rob Ryan in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
because
with
Cleveland,
the Ravens, have talent. The Jets have talent.
Yeah.
You know, Darrell Revis, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis. There's talent on both teams. I don't think it's just the coach. Like any defense he rolls out there is going to kill Brady. I think they have pretty talented defenses.
Okay. So
can I pat myself on the back for one more time, just real quick, as we continue to praise the PFW draft preparation 2010? You see my boy James Starks? 75 yards rushing on 17 carries or something in the big Packers win.
I like those uniforms, by the way.
Oh, I love them.
Big
like
circle
the
in the front with like
it's
the
like
number.
A ball, like an eight ball or whatever.
Right.
And then
looks
the number on the back takes up the whole back.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
I really like them, too.
And I loved Tampa Bay going back to the orange.
They got made fun of a lot.
Those were different, right? Where were those from?
Who? Tampa Bay?
Yeah. Those weren't like the... Oh, they were from the 70s.
Yeah.
I knew they weren't the ones I was familiar with.
Yeah, they were a little bit different.
When they first started.
They were a little different.
Really?
Yeah. They weren't the ones like I remember like late 80s kind of...
Yeah, they were tiny differences.
They looked different.
Did they have the guy with the feather?
Yeah.
No, a jersey.
The jersey design.
I don't know whether it was sleeves or what, but something was a little.
The stripe was a lot smaller.
Yeah, something was a little different. But I was rooting for Freeman to get another comeback after I saw that catch. Did you see that one?
Me too.
Whew.
Did you see him?
The Falcons had some good catches too. That sideline catch on 3rd and 20 whatever
that
it was.
That was a sick
by
throw.
Roddy White.
Oh yeah.
That was a great throw.
No, but I was just Freeman is the whole reputation as the comeback guy. I was rooting for him. He's got a funny motion. I didn't really. That was the first time I really watched him throw. He's got a kind of a long delivery. I'm not really surprised that an out got picked off. He telegraphed it.
All right, Web Radio.
That guy played an unbelievable
web
game.
Web Radio at Patriots.com. 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. On the Ace Ticket Hotline right now is Anthony from Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey,
What's happening?
Oh, it's freezing down here.
It is? What, is it like 70?
Yeah. No, yeah. My parents told me it was like in the 50s.
It feels 60. It feels 60.
Oh, guess what? Here it's 30 and it feels zero.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to my father on Saturday. He said it was cold all week.
I have the hoodie out.
Ooh,
right
the hoodie.
Now, you know?
60 degrees. But,
next stop will be rolling up the windows when you drive.
I actually have to put the heater on. I actually have it at midpoint instead of AC. You know how you have the blue and the red?
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Are you a native New Englander?
Of course, yes. But your
blood. How the hell can you admit something like that? Then you've been down there way too long.
Just rubbing it in.
Way too long.
I am rubbing it in. It's wonderful. But anyways, what a great weekend of football. And finally to be here. This day is torture for me, guys. I can't, you know, I just cannot wait.
I'm with you. It is torture.
Yeah. But honestly, I'm calling you guys to actually talk and almost apologize to a certain extent to Bill O'Brien, because you know I've kind of been on him. I think for the last 2 years or so, really haven't been impressed sometimes with the play calling, but you know, I feel like he's gotten better. So he has my blessing with that part, because I'm sure it's important to him. But I just hope he doesn't panic tonight like he did against the Colts, because I felt like he panicked a little bit with those last two possessions. You know, it felt like he went away from the game plan. You know, first they tried to spread it out, get away from what they were doing in the beginning. And then on the second series, which, you know, they went 3 and out in that one. And then on the second series, they decided to go heavy run, but they decided to do sweep motions for some reason. Green Ellis can't do that. But anyways, my point being, have you guys caught any of the Baltimore games?
Well,
I watched
the
game last
night.
Yeah. It's one of the worst football games I've ever watched.
I want to know. Here's the thing. I'm not a Baltimore fan, but Christ sakes, it just seems like Cam Cameron.
Yeah, he cost him a game last night.
What's that?
He cost them a game last night.
Passing the ball on third down or whatever it was.
Second down. I'm always in favor of throwing the ball to run out the clock, but you know, sometimes you have to let the circumstances dictate differently, and last night was one of them. Anthony, I couldn't agree with you more.
Not only that, Paul, but when I'm looking at the game, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot they had that wide receiver. Oh, yeah, I forgot they got him, too. You know, the weapons that they have on offense, it's very unimpressive how they play offense.
Pittsburgh has great pass defense.
It's their offensive line, I think, that's killing them. Yeah. They're just not protecting them at all. I mean, even the two bombs that he completed, he like got back on his back foot and let him fly. They were both great throws.
Yeah,
but don't you think
those are really low percentage
and
plays?
And think about one thing I noticed about Flacco, when his mobility in the pocket, it's left to right. He doesn't step up enough. A lot of times, if he just slid up, all that pressure would have gone by him. But he insists on going left right.
But don't you think with the offensive coordinator insisting, okay, you're going to rush all you guys? Well, we're going to send all our wide receivers out, and we're going to do a deep long ball. Why don't you take advantage of their, you know, their aggressiveness and like dink and dunk to the outside, you know, and make them pass protectors in those pass rushers? Why don't you look at the game film like what the Patriots did to them? I just don't understand it. It seems like
I'll tell you what though, and here's where I'm going to give Cam Cameron a little bit of slack. I thought they did that on the last drive, and Flacco just missed the guys. Flacco on third down made Dixon have to fall to the ground as he caught the pass, and instead of rolling forward, he just laid there. And then on the fourth down pass, he had the outlet right there and just underthrew him.
Well, I'll be honest. At that point, probably the last drive of the game, I think I already was starting to fall asleep because I had already lost my bet at that point because I needed the over.
Well, it was a bad football game, I'll tell you that. I mean, it was exciting. Because the game was in the, you know, hanging in the balance down the stretch, but I thought it was bad football. Too many penalties.
Poorly
played.
Yeah. It was a fun game to watch.
I never
want
to see another intentional grounding in the history of the NFL. By the way, based on that play they just showed.
Yeah, the Roethlisberger when he got
out
of the sack.
It was outside the pocket.
Yeah, well,
I know, but it was.
If that's not throwing the ball away to avoid a sack, I don't know what the definition of that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just for Baltimore to chirp like they do, and then it's just guys, look at yourself. You're really not that good.
I know.
You know?
I was telling these guys, Anthony, I found myself rooting for Pittsburgh because of that reason.
All of that?
Yeah, I agree.
All of that said,
I bet on Baltimore.
Don't give me Baltimore in the playoffs.
I bet on Baltimore with the over, and I thought they were going to win it by 3. I'm like, it's a sure bet. You know, their offense is pretty much intact. You know, Pittsburgh's been struggling. You finally have some film on Pittsburgh. You know, maybe take advantage of their weaknesses, but good Lord, I give them too much credit. gave him too much credit.
Yep.
I really did. But, you know, I just want to talk to you guys about that, and that's pretty much it.
All right.
And I really feel like the Pats are going to win big tonight. I hope I don't get disappointed. Woo! But I don't,
okay.
You know, I just feel strong on this one. There's something, especially how Bill gave him the extra day off. Now, I understand about the rookie wall. That was probably part of it. But for him to have that much confidence, hey, here's an extra day off, and for him to be joking around with the media like he did this week, I think it says a lot.
Okay.
You know, he's got that smirk on his face. I like it.
All right. Well,
later,
we'll
guys.
All right. Anthony All right. from Naples. I hope he's right, you know?
I like the Patriots tonight. I just
I don't know if it's going to be a blowout, but I like
yeah
them
I don't win. I don't like a blowout. I like the Patriots winning a tough, hard fought game.
Yeah. Okay. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the ACE ticket hotline. John writes in, and let me see, where's John from? He doesn't say
L.A.
It. L.A.
No, this isn't John in L.A. But he says he's been listening to the podcast since 2005. And I've never emailed in because I'm always in class. But I have to share with you the fact that tonight's Pats-Jets winner goes to the playoffs. The winner will be 10-2, the loser will be 9-3, and the fifth wild card seed as of right now. And the Ravens hold the sixth wild card spot. The teams chasing the wild card, Indy, Oakland, San Diego, are 6-6, which means the best they can finish is 10-6. And
right.
I think both teams have tiebreakers on all of them, so... He's right. Whoever
wins
is guaranteed to go to the playoffs.
Both of these teams are going to go to the playoffs.
Without knowing, you know.
I'm going to say that. Both of these teams are going to the playoffs.
Yeah, but not mathematically. But
no,
right.
No, but I'm saying both teams will
make it. Just off the top of my head, what would happen if Indy wins the division at 10-6 and Jacksonville is the wild card at 10-6? I don't know. Is that possible?
I'm not sure.
I think Jacksonville beat them once already, so I think.
Right. So
they play one more time.
Right. I don't
so,
know. I mean, maybe Jacksonville has the tiebreaker on
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
But just, you know, something that popped into my head as I heard that. Let's face it. I don't think we're not talking about playoff spots for these two teams. We're talking about playoff
seeding.
Positioning.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's huge.
Yeah.
1-5 is an enormous difference.
Yeah. Huge difference. Huge difference. Although you may not be going to San Diego. You might be going to Kansas City at this point.
But wherever you go.
By the way, tough place to play.
Yeah.
Wherever you go is tougher than sitting at home and not playing anybody.
By the
and
way,
the
Chiefs
don't
turn the ball over. That's how you win games around here is by getting a couple turnovers. The Chiefs don't
turn
it over.
Boy, did he coach a bad game, by the way, Sunday. Todd Haley.
Yeah.
Fourth and goal from the three.
Oh, and he decides
with
to
a 10-3 lead, and he goes for it.
Not just goes for it, he decides to run back and throw
make
it
a two-score.
Yeah.
In the second half, make it a two-score game. It wasn't fourth and one. It was like fourth and three.
Yeah.
And then
Castle got sacked, and... That was it.
That is my coach of the year. I'm still looking pretty good on that, by the way.
Yeah, you are.
Better than most
Josh
picks.
McDaniels.
Better than all my other picks.
In that game. They
big
did
hug.
Have a,
big, they hugged
big
it out.
Big hug, yeah. I think
they hugged it out.
I think Haley feels a little sorry for him at this point.
Well, I think Haley's embarrassed, to be honest with you.
You think he's embarrassed?
I think he's embarrassed of what he did the first
that
time.
That was clear when he talked about it initially.
Yeah.
He was not happy with how he handled himself.
But, you know, on the ESPN show, you know, the countdown on Sunday morning, they said, oh, too much was made over that. That was overblown. I disagree.
Well, Dick has said that
that
the
wasn't
handshake
merely
is over,
a no
overrated.
Handshake or a soft handshake.
He was
that was one guy.
Him.
Exactly. Don't, you know, even if he's embarrassed that he did it, he felt strong enough that he had to do it. And
he wanted people to make a big. He said,
right.
I wanted the world to know how I felt at that moment.
Right. So I don't think you could overblow that.
And no. He discussed it with his coaches on the headset beforehand. It was a premeditated thing. They talked about that too.
Okay.
It wasn't like it was just heat of the moment. I'm going to go.
Right.
I'm angry at you. I'm going to go say something. They talked about it on the headset, and they planned what they were going to do.
Is that right? Okay, I didn't
so
know that.
So he was set up by Charlie
but,
and Romeo.
I
yeah,
think,
you go do that. See how
know,
it works out.
I think you know. In retrospect, he didn't like doing it, but I think that's more than anything that Bill Belichick or Bill Parcells or any of those things. This was one coach chastising another, which you never see.
Mm-hmm.
You never see that. So,
that was a big deal.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was a big deal.
But I do think that the Broncos put up enough of a fight where I predicted that if they got blown out, they'd pull the trigger right then and there. I think he lives to the end of the season now.
At this point, you might as well just run it out with him.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you're not going to do any better.
Right.
You're not going to increase your playoff chances by making
right.
a change. So just let
right.
it run its course.
But
and
I think if they had got blown out, I think fans would have showed up at the door with pitchforks and torches, and I think you would have had to. But I think now you can run it out. So... let's see. James from Brisbane writes in. I'm going to try and get this greeting right. Hi,
guys and Paul. No, that's not right. Hi, guys and Andy. Still not there. Hi, guys and Fred. Getting better. Hi, guys and Eric. That's what I was looking for. First of all, I wanted to say last week's show were hilarious and the best full week of shows in a long time. Andy, you were great, especially
Thank
on
you.
Thursday when you were swinging for the fences. Were you swinging for the fences on Thursday?
I don't know. I hit a home run when I made Paul snarf.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know that I was swinging for the fences. I have a pretty even stroke, pretty smooth swing.
Yeah. A lot of snarfing and snuzzling last week.
Yes.
Like Adrian Gonzalez.
Oh, we haven't talked. We're not going to talk about
Packing.
That.
We haven't. You know we're not going to talk about that.
You know what? I thought better of myself.
Well, you know what's funny?
Screw the Sox. Let's talk some football.
I didn't talk to Fred about this morning, but I could sense that you would be annoyed today.
Stealing the limelight?
Well, no, but I'm glad they got it because remember we talked last week about, you know, okay, great, they signed Ortiz, but I hope they don't think that they're finished there.
Yeah, well, I just thought that the fact that everybody's talking about Adrian Gonzalez and the Red Sox.
They're still not
today.
Finished.
Now, well, no, but now you can sign.
You're going to get Carl Crawford.
You can sign,
no chance.
You can sign Ortiz to a 10-year contract.
Not after
for all
that
I'm
contract
now.
Worth signing.
You got Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah, how about that ridiculous
good.
Contract?
Well, Crawford's going to get more.
Did you hear Jed Hoyer, though, said he's going to be a beast at Fenway Park?
But Fred said
we
weren't going to
hear
talk
from
about
your
this.
GM. The guy you traded away is going to be that much better when he like.
Why do you have this opinion that Jed Hoyer will be the special assistant to Theo like in 2 years when
yes.
he loses his job?
Anyway, going on with James's email, as for the game tonight, I think the Patriots are going to win by 10 with a late touchdown to put the game to bed. All things going
I could see that.
Plan.
That's what I thought before I got here.
What do you think is the magic number for the Patriots offense tonight in terms of points? I watched the Week 2 game last night.
3-0.
I can't help but think we blew that game. I want to see the Pats blow the Jets out as revenge, preferably with Eric Smith echoing Alphonso Smith's showing and getting bulldozed by anyone on the team. And finally, a request for Doc Kevin. I love to hear during the game, after a Jets mistake, the J-E-T-S chant getting blown up.
I don't think
all the best guys go Pats, rape and pillage. That's what I'm talking about.
They can score more than 24. They're all set.
Do we have? Oh, he's on the phone. I don't know who he's talking to. He's got his cap sideways like Eminem or something. I don't know.
Fancies himself.
He's
cool.
Very, very proud of himself because he beat the crap out of his roommate over the weekend.
In like a real fight? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pummeled him.
Dishes
roommate
or something.
His,
fat lip, black
roommate
eye.
Gave his girl a hard time.
Right?
He took care of business. I'm proud of him.
Right? Now he's not talking.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a girl. I thought she dumped him when he worked a lot.
Well, he has been here since 4 a.m.
It's been iffy.
Anything special tonight, Kevin, on the docket for the game?
I yeah,
look
it's
at
Teddy
some
Bruschi
of these
night.
Uniforms
well, I mean, well,
yeah,
Teddy Bruschi night, but I mean, as
I
far
can't,
as like,
I can't reveal the secrets that Doc and I have been scheming up all morning.
Oh, okay.
Zero.
You just started thinking about this morning, though.
No, but we're putting the final script together right now okay. as we speak. That's what I'm working on back here, Freddie.
Okay.
The script.
Good to see you're well, focused on the show.
It's called a script. I don't know why.
I know. No, it's just funny. It sounds funny. It's like, you know, it's like a stage production.
Right. WWE. Mike writes in. Please
Mike
notice
he's
if
in?
Rex...
He's going to play?
I didn't think so. I thought he wasn't
I thought
play.
He was out.
He said, please notice if Rex and Bill meet on the field pregame and chat like many coaches do. Actually, does Bill chat with any coaches pregame? Yeah, he does. Sure he does.
Never really noticed.
I've never really noticed.
Well, for example, last game, he spent a lot of time with Schwartzy in Detroit before the game. And, it depends on who the coach
right.
is. But for, I think most of them he does say something to before
really?
The game. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
Well, we'll look out for that tonight.
I'll ask Mike Reese.
This is the throw. That 3rd and 20. What a catch.
What's this? This is Kevin writing in? PFW listener email comment. Well, why can't the person comment for himself? Maybe he deleted it, but he said Caverin wrote, I'll be listening live to PFW in Progress pregame show. We are all very excited. Shout us out down here in Gator Pats Nation. Fired up. Spikes is going to knock LT's ass out.
Yeehaw.
I got that as a comment, Freddie, in my email, and I wanted to pass it along, so it got read.
How do you knock somebody's ass out?
Knock his ass out.
Knock, yeah, like a knockout.
Oh, not. Oh, I get you.
I thought it was pretty
self-explanatory. His ass being
right.
a person.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You got to knock them out.
It's not like in Friday where you got knocked the bleep out. You didn't knock the bleep out of
yeah.
them.
Right.
They're
right.
knocked out.
Web radio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the ACE ticket hotline. And Brad from the Eastern Shore is on it. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Including Eric.
Oh, hey.
There you go.
Eric's on our good side today, boy. He put out a
Did
nice spread.
Did you have a
spread.
Cookie, Fred?
I did. I had two. I had an oatmeal and a chocolate chip.
Andy,
yeah.
Awesome LT with the heater comment. That was a gut buster.
Thank you. I've been swinging for the fences lately.
And you know, Paul, I couldn't agree with you more. When I saw the score, because I did go to bed last night so I could stay up late tonight. Don't give me Baltimore in the playoffs either.
Yeah,
I will take Pittsburgh in the playoffs any day.
I'm not worried about either of those teams.
You should be worried about Baltimore. You don't match up well with them. No problem at all. Pittsburgh, they'll roll right through.
I agree wholeheartedly. It's just one of those things, team matchups like San Diego and Indy.
Right.
You know, I think we do
I just
much
don't
better
think Flacco's
Pittsburgh.
Improved. That's why.
Well, and you know what?
I don't think he's improved.
Plus, they beat you last year with him having a 10 passer rating. Yeah.
The media down here has not been real pro Baltimore the last couple weeks, even though they've been winning.
Yeah, they haven't been impressive.
Yeah, it's been interesting to hear the Baltimore stations how they've been really down on the team. Even though they're winning each week, they're like, this team isn't doing what they're supposed to do. And last night, they finally caught up with them. So.
Yeah, because that's a game they should have won last night. They controlled the game for the better part of 55-plus minutes.
Yeah. And every time they had the ball, was at midfield.
They should have. Well, see, you really were watching the whole game then. Because every time they had the ball in the first half, they were inside their own 10.
I'm talking about Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore was inside their own 10, and Flacco kept throwing bombs.
Yeah, hey,
Brad said the same thing.
No, I saw at least one bomb where they went from the 10 to the 40, yeah. one play.
And they had another one to
a lot
to
of
Stallworth
they started
later.
Like at 40 or better.
No, they got pinned in the first half.
Look at the starting field position on the drive in the second half.
Anyway, did you guys see the headlines that Don Meredith passed away?
Yes. Oh, did he?
Oh, yes. No, I didn't. Dandy Don, yes.
When was that?
Turn out this morning?
That's definitely the end of the era of good Monday Night Football.
When Monday Night Football was special, yeah.
Yep.
It was that, because you didn't see every game the way you do now.
Right.
When it was Cosell, Meredith, and Gifford.
And that halftime, when Cosell used to do the 2 minutes of highlights, that was the only time you saw the highlights of every game the way.
Yeah, it was a lot different.
Now, that segment's useless because you've seen them all so many times during the course of the day.
Yep. But I have a good feeling about tonight. I have to admit, I am still like Fred. I am not emotionally prepared for a loss tonight. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I just don't think we play that kind of football anymore. And it's going to be a very, very good game. I think the weather will have a big factor in it. And isn't that what we've talked about all year? Some of these teams that are winning lucky, you get that bad weather, and suddenly those those Hail Mary passes get knocked down by the wind, or a hard hit jars the ball loose.
Yeah,
I think
weather will have effect tonight.
I predict pain for Sanchez tonight.
Because it's either Sanchez stinking, or you have two kickers who we don't really know what they're going to do, and if they're kicking, Shane Graham's not a veteran of Gillette Stadium by any means, and the other guy's been struggling regardless of wind, and if there's some wind, and it does, if it's a good game, it's going to come down to a field goal. If it's a bad game, it probably means the weather affected Sanchez, and he threw a couple picks.
Would you trade Will Fork knocking Sanchez out of the game but getting suspended?
I thought he was proposing a trade.
But getting suspended next game because of the hit for a win?
No. Because I don't think he'll do it. I don't think he doesn't play that way.
Plus, I think you can beat him.
Who doesn't play that way?
I don't think Will Fork would intentionally go after a guy's knee.
Well, whether or not I'd say more helmet, but whether or not it's intentional or not, he gets suspended next game because of the hit. Patriots win. Would you trade that?
I'm just hoping Tully Bantakane actually realizes what setting the edge means tonight.
But are you saying? Well, I want to go back to Fred's little scenario here, Brad. I'm
here
sorry. But are you saying that you lose if he doesn't get suspended?
No, this is what happens, you know.
No, but he gets suspended for hitting Sanchez and knocking him out of the game, and they win.
And they win.
But if he doesn't knock him out of the game, do they lose?
Well, I don't know.
Because I'll make that trade.
But I think they're going to win anyway.
Yes, yeah. I do too. I don't.
So why would I trade him away next week when I think they're going to lose already?
Well, I think they're going to win whether he
need Will Fork.
If that happened and they
get I think they're going to win if Sanchez never hits the ground all night.
Okay.
I'm actually more concerned with the Green Bay game.
I think we need Will Fork next week against Matt Forte.
Boom.
Yeah, I think you need him next week too.
Oh, well,
I think that's a tough.
I don't want to lose Will Fork against anybody. But if you're asking me the difference between a win or a loss, this game is bigger than next week. So I'll take the suspension if it means I win.
Right.
Rather than he's eligible to play next week,
and
but
you
they
had
lost.
Yeah.
I'd still rather see, like I said, I'd rather see Tully Bantakane learning how to set the edge and not taking a 180-degree angle to the line of scrimmage and forgetting about everything to his right
and I'd like to see Guyton playing Guyton and Spikes playing man on man against LT.
The less I see of Guyton, the better.
Where Willie McGinnis would take Marshall Faulk right out of the game, because every time he took a step forward, McGinnis was decking him.
I think Spikes one-on-one with LT is a matchup that favors the Jets.
Yeah.
Well, I meant on running plays. He just keys on LT on running plays, and Guyton keys on him on passing plays, and just hit him behind the backfield. You know, hit him behind the line. Yeah, take him right out of the play.
I'm not putting LT at this point in his career where Marshall Faulk was. You know, I think he was a lot more dangerous at that time.
Plus, certainly, I don't think Spikes is as athletic as Willie was and as long.
Yeah,
be able to get his hands on him.
No,
that's a bad matchup for the Patriots.
I think Guyton could be.
Guyton has the speed to run with him a little bit.
He's fast enough. He's just not as experienced as Willie was.
Guyton scares me because sometimes he looks flat-footed in the open field and he can't make tackles. And I don't know if I want him chasing a guy like
that. No, but that's why you got to hit him early. Don't let him get out in the pass pattern.
But they're going to need him. They're going to need him out there.
Take him out in the backfield.
You do know that that's a penalty, right?
All righty. Hey, only...
All right, got to go.
8 hours till kickoff.
All right, Brad from the Eastern Shore. Thank you. Mike in San Diego writes in at webradio@patriots.com. Are you as tired as I am of listening to Fatboy Ryan's comments trying to manufacture some drama? Now he says the Pats are sarcastic in their comments about the Jets. He is desperate to find some disrespect that will motivate his team. The guy is delusional.
I don't pay any attention to what they say.
You want
to
give your tweet out?
Well, I actually tweeted when he came out with those comments, and I said, now the Jets are insulted because they're not being insulted.
I saw that.
Oh, you did?
DNA.
Oh. So,
did somebody get my phone number out?
Why? You getting phone calls?
What, your phone number?
From
on
a radio
station.
Yeah, from a radio station called.
I have no idea.
Everybody
what
knows your number in the radio world.
I've never used that for any radio. It's my other.
Your
number.
Home number or your cell
number?
No, my
that
new.
Number out.
The BlackBerry.
This?
Really? Rang, and it was some New York radio station.
I don't
station.
Even know my BlackBerry number.
Huh.
I don't either. But it pops up sometimes on the screen.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Maybe they called Stacy. He looked it up on the intranet, and he gave it to them.
I was just wondering where
because you're now registered. It's a company phone, so it might be somewhere where Stacy could have got to it. I don't know.
I just assumed one of you guys.
My
gave
BlackBerry
to
was in my bag all weekend, so
I don't even know that number.
No. I only answered it because I thought it might have been you.
Smart man, Paul.
Because it was an unknown number, I thought
it
might have been
you. What'd you say? It was in your backpack all weekend.
My bag.
My bag.
I thought there was no security guard out there.
His satchel.
I was planning on coming right down that hallway, but there was nobody to let me in.
Oh.
I thought there was going to be a security guy there.
Where?
Right on this main hallway out here that we don't have access to, because I came from the parking lot way over there into the. By the way, just about full. I must have had one of the last three or four spots.
I had
quite. It was quite
the outer
spot.
I had one of
the
last four
in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I parked in the front lot.
Yeah, I parked
in the back lot. The
I was here.
Yeah.
Really,
did you get in the front? I parked near you.
I was up here at 7. So yeah.
I parked near you, Freddie. Oh.
Why were you here at 7?
I had a drop.
That was quite the walk.
The kid off at the train station.
The kid.
And your car doesn't know the way back home?
Why should I go back home? Because you're going to be here till 7 o'clock tomorrow.
You also
morning.
Only live 10 minutes away.
I
got to
take a nap
you could do
at
that.
Some point.
Yeah.
That's
you
why
could have
gone home
and relaxed, napped, whatever.
Well, the nap now in the morning doesn't do
I've
any
slept
good.
In that chair. It's pretty comfortable.
Is that? I might come down here.
Turn the lights off. You watch a little TV. You
watch
pass
out
right
for
up.
Snakes, though. The
is that what you do, huh?
That's what we do.
Working
socking myself.
Remember there was a snake in here?
Owen in Belfast writes, just thinking, we need an anti-Jets chant tonight. Any ideas from you guys in Patriots Nation?
Jets suck.
Over here in Ireland, we have a lot of great songs that insult opposing teams. My chant would be J-E-T-S suck, suck, suck.
That works for me.
Yeah, sure.
Should we do that? I mean.
Dirty Sanchez.
I like that better than J-E-T-S, suck, suck, suck.
Yeah. Ryan's fat, even though he had surgery.
Mark had surgery,
that
too?
One doesn't really roll off the tongue. He had the lap
he
band
did?
Surgery. Yeah, wow. In July or August or June, I don't know, somewhere back then.
Mark from Cheddar says
but
it's been a
while.
But
if you watch the Hard Knocks, he just ate M&M's all the time. It's do like
now let's
candy
go eat a,
and, right,
damn
a goddamn snack.
Snack.
It's been a while since I last emailed and even longer since Fred read one. I have two things I would like your opinion on. One, considering Lindsay Petrucci has a nickname by a select few of three Ys, I was thinking maybe along the same lines, Andy is triple X and Andy is triple Z.
Because he sleeps all the time and he's dirty?
Right.
I sleep all the time?
And two, if Tom Brady...
Right. That was a great throw by your boy.
If Tom...
Look at
they
this.
Just showed the...
Oh, that's not the one I was talking about.
Unbelievable.
I was talking about the one rolling out in the red zone. It was like an 8-yard touchdown
catch
pass.
That was by Rice.
You got to put the ball where your receiver can make a play on it.
If Tom Brady was the quarterback of the Jets and played for Rex Ryan, would he be a big trash talker? Or do you
think he put it in the only place his receiver could catch it. Don't give me that crap. Apparently he put it where his receiver could catch it.
We're just going to watch TV that now was, on the radio.
That was a good throw, but just a better catch.
Yes, it was a great catch, but he put it where
he only threw
a
three other interceptions.
Let's just comment on things our listeners have no idea what
I'm
we're
sure they've seen
about.
The highlights of the Vikings game.
Exactly. We're talking about Tavares Jackson's interception.
Sorry, I want to talk football.
One of our listeners, who I respect, writes in and says,
don't respect
this is the guy you haven't read his email. Who
if Tom Brady was the quarterback of the Jets and played for Rex Ryan, would he be a big trash talker, or do you think he would be quite quiet there as well?
I think he'd be a big trash talker. I think Brady can talk trash.
I do, too.
Yeah. Well, they say that players take on the personality of their coach.
Persona.
So,
well, yeah. I think more so, I think what I agree with Andy is I think that we see it on the practice field. He talks a lot of trash.
And on the game
field,
occasionally.
That's his personality. Right. He does what he's told to do. In the media, because that's the way Bill has instructed his team
fiery.
To act.
Can you imagine if all of a sudden, like, let's say Belichick said to his team, okay, this week is talk all you want week. Anything you've always wanted to say, these guys would let loose because they've been holding
funny.
It in.
Well, I wonder if they would, or if they would think there's some sort of reverse psychology thing.
Right.
They'd be like, what is he doing here?
Right.
He's testing us.
It'd be like, testing, you know, your wife gives you one night with Pamela Anderson, and you're like, well, why won't it work? What's going on? I'm impotent.
It's a little bit of a different kind of test.
You know.
But.
That's good, though. I like that.
Thanks.
I like that. Yeah.
Although she's kind of old. I'd have to update it.
Well, not yeah, but
Brooklyn
I get the meaning.
Brooklyn Decker.
Brooklyn Decker. Okay. Dan from Washington is on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. Hey, Dan.
Dan? Kevin asleep
you guys are having fun today, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. It's game day. We're excited.
Listen,
yeah,
it's been 11
unusual,
days
right?
We've been waiting for this game to come.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to it, definitely. I just want to make a couple points. I obviously been following the team quite a bit this year. Going back to week two. Right, we lost to the Jets. What was the score there?
I don't remember.
28-14,
right?
Yes.
I really, after that game, my thought was the reason why the Pats lost that game is because the offense had a handful of those three and outs. And, kind of put all the pressure on the defense. The Jets beat us that weekend. We got to admit that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But fast forward until, for the keys, one of the keys to the game tonight is, for the offense to have kind of like a, time-consuming, long drives that keeps the Jets' offense off the field. Because I know that our defense is going to get, they're going to get to the quarterback tonight. They're going to get some stops. But I think if we can kind of control the game through our offense, through long, sustained drives, I think that's going to be
look at the first half of the Meadowlands.
You're
that's
looking to run the ball a lot tonight, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah. No, I think a combination of running the ball and, the short passing game. Although, with Branch we can get a few of those 14-yard, 15-yard passes in there. And then Gronkowski, same deal.
He's the one you're going to have to watch tonight.
I think the tight ends are going to be important. I think you
so
need
too.
To get the tight ends involved, and especially if this Leonard injury is as big as the Boston writers are making it out to be, that Ed Reed's not playing for the Jets.
Now, I'll be interested to see, though, where they put Cromartie, whether they put him on Branch or Welker, whichever one Revis isn't on, or whether they put him on Hernandez.
Well, Andy is saying whoever Cromartie is covering, as long as it's short routes, intermediate routes, the Patriots have the advantage.
They have to take advantage of it.
They have to win that.
Right.
They have to win that battle. And I think
makes sense.
Yeah. No. I think.
And
that
I
the
think
tight
the tight ends,
ends
too. You can't do it with one receiver, so you'll need tight ends or Woodhead to chip in.
But a quick route.
But there's a good chance one of your top two receivers gets taken away. So you need to make sure you win the other one and sprinkle in Gronkowski with his little 26-yarder down the seam or whatever. But I think the other receiver is the key matchup. I just wanted to get. Did you say?
Yeah.
You know that the Patriots are going to get pressure on Sanchez and get stops.
Yeah, I say I know that. I mean, obviously, I have confidence that that'll happen. Because
why?
Well, I think over the course of the year, I think we've gotten better at putting pressure on the quarterback.
I haven't seen it.
One game to me, Pittsburgh.
Right.
Yeah. That's the other point I wanted to make is that you remember that Pittsburgh game. It's like, and this goes over the last 10 years. It's a match strength to strength. When we went against Pittsburgh, our mentality was this year was to, be really physical, because that's who the identity of the Pittsburgh Steelers was, just to be physical. I think we got to come into this game with that same attitude.
Well, that's fine. I don't share your enthusiasm for the pass rush and the stops. This defense, to me, just gives up so many
yards. They might be able to
get
some stops, but I think they'll be a result of mistakes by Sanchez.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they'll get a lot of
pressure. Who have you seen coming off the edge or coming from anywhere and getting pressure? I mean, a couple of Gary Guyton sacks on blitzes. Kyle Arrington, I thought, looked better on Thanksgiving, but I'm not ready to say he's going to get to Mark Sanchez twice or whoever.
Yeah, I mean, Tully Bandicane's been in there. I mean, he's definitely, I think he's had a pretty good year. But I also, you got to watch out for a guy like Chung. I mean, he's kind of been, Chung's a second-year player, right? But I saw a few of those backside pursuit plays he has. I mean, when he comes, he's a big playmaker.
Oh, yeah, and he's fast. And he's
I'm looking, he could be someone that makes a big play tonight. Yeah,
I'm looking for him or somebody in that secondary to man up on Dustin Keller. And keep him from making plays.
But what about LT? I mean, LT is like their bread and butter.
I kind of agree with Andy. I think LT could disappear tonight with the elements becoming a factor. And I don't know. He's had too many good games this season. I think he's a little ahead of himself. I think he feels more rejuvenated than he really might be.
Plus, I think he's been good, not great. He's been the heart of their offense. But I don't think he's made a lot of game-changing type plays.
He's been a very
I think he's a rich man's Danny Woodhead right now.
Everybody,
50 yards rushing, 70 yards rushing, and 60 yards. But
and
I'm
everybody
not sure
looks
it's game-changing.
See, I think that's a perfect analogy, Andy. Everybody looks at it. He's the leading rusher and the leading receiver, and they automatically make the assumption he's the centerpiece of the offense.
No.
Danny Woodhead, that's exactly what he's doing. Danny Woodhead is not the centerpiece of the Patriots' offense.
Right.
He's a complementary piece.
Right.
And that's what LT has been. Now, I'm not comparing LT and Danny Woodhead.
No, just the.
But that's the year he's having. He's not having a great year.
And he'll help
and
them
the Jets,
keep driving.
The Jets
I don't
aren't
even
relying
think he's
on
averaging
him.
4 yards a carry.
The Jets aren't. He is. But the Jets aren't relying on him to carry the offense.
Right. He's keeping some drives alive. He's doing.
He's a part of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Sanchez right now with Holmes and to a lesser extent Edwards and Keller, that's where the offense is centered around right now. It's not the same thing as last year where they had a. Run on first down, run on second down. Hopefully it's third and less than three, and they can run on third down. They don't do that anymore.
Right. All right, Dan from Washington, thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Have a good night tonight. Alejandro writes in. This is Alejandro, formerly from Bogota, now from Worcester.
Alejandro.
So Alejandro's moved from Bogota to Worcester.
Do you even know what that is?
Oh, really?
Alejandro.
I think the
Andy
Coke's,
Hart is Lady Gaga.
The Coke is better in Worcester than it is in Bogota.
That's Mr. Gaga to you.
Yeah.
Now I see why his kid wants to be Minnie Mouse.
You know, easy.
He says he got admitted.
Lady Gaga's more of a man.
A quick sidetrack. Speaking of my kid,
what is the matter today with you?
This is our show. We mix
it's
in
game day. He's
stuff
nervous.
It is game day. It's different.
Yeah. No, it isn't. People. They're getting more than they should have ever expected. My son had his first play date with his girlfriend on Friday night.
Emma.
He had a play date with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want him to do? Take her to the movies and dinner?
I'm just three. I'm setting the stage here.
So
at least
they
throw a burger down her throat.
They had what?
What?
At least throw a burger down her throat.
Jeez.
So they ate dinner. They played. It was all. And then his mother was there. And Jackson was like, "I want Emma to tubby with me."
I was only kidding.
He's a heart.
Hey now.
And they did.
Oh,
Dieter was like, "That's fine." And her mother's like, "That's fine with me." If that's
wait,
what? They
what?
Must have been so relieved, Andy.
And I was like, I probably would have said no if it had been up to me.
Yeah, I would have said no.
I don't think that's appropriate.
I didn't really either, but the two mothers were okay with it, so I was like, that's a mother's call, kind of.
The mother there?
And
Jackson's
14 now?
No, but in all seriousness, I'm thinking, what if this continues? What if this relationship continues and their friend, at some point, the parents are going to have to say, no, you can't take a tub together. Like, why not just stop it from the beginning?
Yeah, I agree.
Instead of
that.
Some
good
line,
point.
I mean, is it 5? Is it 6? Is it 7? When do you draw the line in the
and
sand?
Then if they start doing sleepovers, it's when do you make them sleep in different
rooms?
The
next morning,
and all
he said, well, I want Emma to sleep over next week.
I remember my sister came back
he's
from kindergarten and says, I was in the bathroom with Lincoln Hooper and he has this thing. You know, so they noticed that even at a young age.
She saw Lincoln Hooper's thing?
Yeah.
I like the name Lincoln Hooper.
Was that the only one? That was the only part of the story I found funny? Lincoln Hooper?
Yeah.
That's a real name?
Yeah.
They call him Link or
hang,
I don't know.
Hanging with Mr. Hooper.
I don't know. Eric.
But his name was Lincoln? Lincoln Kennedy is the only guy I can think of.
that I've known
that
a Lincoln.
His name. Lincoln, who
Lincoln Chafee. You got a Lincoln
down Chafee.
Is he your new governor? Link?
Yes, he is.
He goes by Link, right?
Missing Link is what we call him.
Oh. I think I did some work at his house.
What?
When I was doing surveying.
Yeah, when were you doing surveying?
Put new bounds on his fields. I think he has a big property.
Yeah,
sure
he comes
from the man who's out of bounds.
I put bounds in his fields.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, Alejandro.
When was this
career? Fred's not the only one who's, you know, has stories tied to celebrities.
Yeah, but I tell mine. You're Mr. Closed Mouth. Oh, I'm Mr. Perfect. Nothing ever happened.
Am I closed mouth? That's Eric you're talking about.
That's true.
He's not prepared to talk about that.
I'm not talking about that.
I just don't say I had, you know, in my time as a TV guy, in my time as a
this. Radio. It's about talking and being sharing.
I just brought up a story and you yelled at me.
Let's see. Alejandro got admitted to grad school this fall and really enjoying my time in New England. We all know
what
Fred's a homer, but
Holy Cross?
WPI?
I don't know.
He's in Worcester, right?
Yeah.
Holy Cross?
AIC?
WPI? It's a Gmail account.
It's AIC. American International College?
Yeah. Or almost in college, depending on how you look at it.
Well, I mean, there's different tiers of how happy we are for him. You know, I'm
Clark?
Sure Holy Cross is
Clark
pretty,
in Worcester?
Clark is
I'm
another
happy
good
for
one
anyone
there.
Trying in this world. We all know Fred's...
We've lost.
It's serious day. I mean, he's got his game face on.
He's got 8 hours.
He needs to go home and take a nap.
That hasn't moved again, has it?
No, it hasn't. It's
and he's talking about a clock.
Yes. Not my night with Brooklyn Decker and my embarrassment and disappointment.
We all know Fred's a homer, but he really outdid himself with the quote of the week, I'm not emotionally prepared to lose to the Jets. With that in mind, I want your reactions to each of these possible scenarios for the big game. All of which are Patriot wins. One, the Jets run all over the Patriots, have the ball for 45 minutes, but have three turnovers in the red zone. Final score, Patriots 9, Jets 7.
No chance.
Okay?
Yeah, I don't see that.
That'd
happen.
Be an interesting game.
No chance.
No chance.
If that happens, the Jets win.
The Patriots are trailing by 10 late in the fourth quarter. They score two touchdowns, but they are both set up by non-exciting pass interference calls.
That could happen.
Can you imagine what Paul's going to be saying after that?
Yep.
What I'm going to be saying?
Yes.
Why?
Because you hate the officials. You hate a lot of teams in this game.
What if they're like the call like from last night? That call that you the always... guy buried Derek Mason before the ball got there. I mean, that's pass interference.
I'll hear you ranting no matter what. No.
There are some pass interferences that are legit, Andy. They're not all bad calls.
And finally, the Jets are trailing by 14 late in the game. They score once, recover an onside kick, drive for another touchdown, but they botch the extra point snap.
No chance.
I was with you for most of that.
Your middle
scenario
is possible.
Could be winning, and then the Jets make a late run, and then the defense comes up with a stop.
With this defense, a late run is possible, despite what Dan from Washington sees with all these stops and pressures.
The third scenario is the most likely.
I thought you'd be proud of me. There was a lot of things that you always say that you feel the need to correct every single thing. I let it all go, and you've been beside yourself.
Well, I mean, he's worried about the offense holding the ball, but it's a given that the defense is going to get pressure and stops. How does that work? I mean, if Tom Brady heard that, he'd be ripping the guy.
Tally Bantakane's had a good year.
I haven't seen it. It's been so good they've had to turn a corner into a pass rusher.
The previous caller wants Tally Bantakane to learn how to set the edge.
Taz in Toronto, I've been looking forward to this show all weekend. Thanks for putting it on. I was wondering what the weather forecast for Foxborough is for tonight. Any chance of flurries?
Yes.
Yes.
Is
chance. This?
Yep. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I had some flurries this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
No more head and shoulders? No.
I knew there was a dandruff joke. That was so obvious.
Up in Peabody, they had flurries? Well, you're on the ocean. That's why. You
didn't,
get that ocean
it,
effect.
It wasn't snowing. It was just like a couple of flakes.
Glad you
around.
You cleaned it up for game day, though, Paul.
Got a last week. Thanks for noticing.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I noticed first.
Got two freaking bald
also,
guys
what's
comparing
the condition
haircuts.
Of the, what's the condition of the field like? Well, it's artificial.
Field
so
turf.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if it's perfect. I've seen some guys catch toes at points during the season, but... as good as it's going to be.
It's not muddy.
I'll let you know when I get down there.
And does anyone think that Eric Moore will get game time tonight since it seems that Pryor and Wright will be out?
No. He's an edge outside linebacker guy. I don't see him getting – well, first of all, I don't see him getting game time.
I don't
time,
know if he'll be active at all. But
I don't know if it's an indictment of where I'm going with this, but when the question was first posed, I was wondering, is that the guy that plays guard for the Jets? That's Brandon Moore.
Yes.
P.S., how come PFW TV is not posted on Patriots.com anymore? The last few weeks haven't been put up, and I still can't find them. The problem is CSN and NNE, they don't get us the DVDs in time. So here's what you do.
The guy
anyone
forgot
that's
the other day.
Pissed off that PFW isn't on Patriots.com, email, go on to CSNNE.com. And find a contact and email them and say you're mad that they're not giving us the DVDs on
I'm
time.
I'm mad, baby.
Mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
It's not our fault.
Have you figured
out if it's like on demand or anything?
If Chris got them, he would put them up. What?
Have you figured out if it's like on demand, like a lot of shows? Or
yeah,
like
why don't we just tape
order them?
Why don't we DVR it, burn it to a DVD, or do whatever you need to do? We got the technology here. I mean, we've done that before. Can do it again. He's ignoring us.
Could have PSP roll.
If we really want it on our website, why couldn't we tape it and put it on?
What do you mean tape it, put it on?
Well, they could burn it.
DVR it.
Oh,
and record it
when it airs.
DVD. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
One of the many times it airs.
Wouldn't look that good. But
instead of relying on them, they're clearly inept and they can't get us the DVD.
Now, what would be the differences, Fred?
I think because you're now going down a generation of the original. If they go right from their machine.
Yeah, but we never get it. It may not be ideal.
I know.
It.
No, it's better than
something's
nothing.
Something's better
right.
than nothing.
A generation on the internet really doesn't really, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. I don't
it's
know. If you're going TV. Off a TV, though, I'm not sure. I know it doesn't look as good.
It'll be fine. Yeah. People just want to see us, and we're not, like, perfect looking. It's not like they're watching porn.
Well, we'll have to discuss that.
You need that to be pristine, I guess.
Greg from
I don't know that I've ever seen porn in HD.
By the way, how was our show Thursday? Anyone see it?
No.
Anybody see it?
I saw.
No. I
Doc
asked for the ratings
it.
When I was there Friday. No one saw it.
I thought
oh,
it was
really?
Good.
Oh, really? The ratings were bad?
I watched it on Saturday, Freddie.
0.14 or
what?
Something.
Oh, our lowest rating ever.
Oh, my God.
We peaked at 1.6.
We were at 5 again, right?
I don't know.
There was a game, wasn't there?
Possibly.
Maybe not.
I
asked this week.
Matt when I
no,
was there.
No, there wasn't a Celtics game.
I think that's this week. I think we were on a regular.
No, the Celtics game. Oh, no. That was Friday.
It was on Friday.
Yes, I know. As I was going on TV at 11:38.
Wow, so we suck.
Something. Yeah, we just
we
suck.
Officially suck.
Well, it hurts us that people can't get it on the web either. You know, that's another way to promote us and people to be aware that it exists.
Yeah. Oh well. It was a good run while it lasted.
It didn't last long.
No.
We were like Josh McDaniel's dominating coaching career.
Right.
6-0 start.
That's about what we were. Somewhere a little over a month, we were good.
Greg from the billing department writes in, "What's up, fellas? Thanks so much."
Is that what he wrote?
Yeah. Thanks so much for having this game day broadcast. It saves my Monday so much. Mike Greenberg was forced to wear a Tom Brady jersey today. It was great. Screw the Jets. Just
Screw
wanted
them.
To point out a point on the catch that we don't talk about. That was all luck, no question about it. Sports science tried to duplicate the catch to see how much luck was involved and how much skill was involved. They could not duplicate it because they couldn't get anyone to hold onto it with one hand and keep it on their helmet. It proves that the Giants made the luckiest plays in the NFL history in one drive. It wasn't destiny, it wasn't skill, it wasn't anything except for pure luck. Now I'm upset. I really need to fight someone right now. I at least need to hear a Paul rant
Go to
with
Kevin's
Fred
apartment.
Making 12 different points that keep changing in the same argument. Anyway, I
might
really,
be able to arrange one of those.
I really feel great about this game tonight, and I agree with Andy 100%. Sanchez is not ready to deal with the cold wind and the Patriots. 35-24 Pats could be less than that for the Jets, depending on how our prevent defense does. I agree with Anthony from Naples. It is really cold here in South Florida, even though I'm on the other side of the state, but it's about 50 out over here with a pretty nice wind chill. Cold for any Floridian. Thanks again, guys, and let's go Pats.
It's cold everywhere. The jet stream is way down low. I mean, in Dallas it was like 33 this morning or 32, but
you see the,
then you look at Bismarck where it's -4 and you go, hey, it could be worse.
So Erie, Pennsylvania had snow.
Cincinnati game had good snow
on
Saturday.
Snow. Jackson wanted to go there. I want to go where that is.
It's coming, don't worry.
It's rolling, baby.
Let's see. Gary Myers is writing. This is from Strippers. Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan poised to become next Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
So, just not tonight.
So they're saying that...
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. Let's put it that way. I just don't think it's going to happen tonight.
You mean three Super Bowls? I mean, what's the...
No, they're going to be a long-time duo that has a lot of success. Now, am I saying they're going to go to 5 Super Bowls in the next 10 years? No, I don't know that that's going to happen ever again. But I think there'll be a coach quarterback duo that will be very successful together for the next decade.
Sure.
I just don't think they're ready to make that step right now.
Not Patriots sure there.
Patriots going to win this game tonight.
Bradford and Spagnuolo or whatever.
Bradford and whoever replaces that guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Yesterday, watching those two games start, why do you get real mad? Why do you keep getting mad?
I'm not getting mad.
We're
so
talking
angry.
About football.
I'm just rubbing my face. That's all.
It's a football show.
You are kind of reddish right now.
The Rams immediately fell behind. Arizona got a little jump on them yesterday.
That joke already, and it was a stroke, not a heart attack.
It's unbelievable.
That's twice now.
It's unbelievable how classless that joke is.
What? He's saying I'm having a heart attack.
I almost ran Brewski over the other day, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah. When I was leaving,
what
the,
happened? You missed. Your accelerator wasn't quite quick enough.
You missed. And I was leaving here
love
Saturday
you,
after
if Paul was in the car. His foot would have been on yours.
We patched all that up when he put me in the headlock that day. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
My wife saw John Gruden in Victoria's Secret over the weekend.
Yeah, Patriot Place.
The faces he was making looking at those
Patriot
things.
Place.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Freddie, your wife looked at
this guy.
He looked at a double D and said, this guy.
This guy likes those.
What was he doing in Victoria's
This guy likes know. Those guys.
What a creep. Hey, they don't just talk on that bus. They bring on people.
Really? Oh, isn't he married with, like, high school kids? And it could be a scandal you're
doesn't mean anything.
Uncovering.
But anyway, he might have been shopping for his wife.
There are no bounds to which Fred can offend people.
When you're on the road all the time, you got to get your Christmas shopping in while you can.
Yeah. The internet or have somebody do it.
He had time to kill.
Right.
He was buying for his new mistress at Miami.
Oh.
Wow.
Did you have something to say, Eric, before I cut you off?
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't important.
I was saying I almost ran Brewski over the other day.
Right.
Yeah, he said it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Where is this? In our parking lot?
In our parking lot, yeah. He was coming to do a guest spot for the high school broadcast,
oh,
I guess.
Yeah,
and
I
he
heard
had,
him
like, his
day.
Whole entourage of kids and friends and their kids.
I heard him in the booth.
I was parked in the front row, so I went to turn, to get out of the parking lot.
Oh, so he almost took out his kids,
and they're
too.
They were walking, 2 miles an hour. Like, the whole bunch of them.
He couldn't wait. My time's too important.
And then I looked up.
I'm not
and
okay with it hitting kids. That's,
no.
That's not cool.
I didn't know there was anybody there.
You should be aware. You should be in control of your car at all times.
I was.
You're in a parking lot.
I was.
You're not on a highway, Mario.
They were plenty far away from me. I just stopped and waited for them. But they saw the car coming, and did they bother to, separate and get out of the way? No, they kept walking at that slow pace and all moved together at once.
Here we go.
Well, they had to stick together. They're a family. You don't let the kids run one way and you run the other.
But you see a car coming, you move to the side. You don't take
Did
up the entire
the right
road.
Away? Did they have the right of way? Were they already crossing before you got there?
Incredible ego meets incredibly entitled.
Right. Which is which?
It doesn't matter. Which is which? Troy in Cambridge writes in, hey, Freddie, Fatty, and her. Oh, wow.
How come I didn't get in there?
You're her.
I thought he was her.
No, you're inside. It's all coming out.
You a fat head, Fatty.
Looking forward.
You're Fatty.
Book it.
I'll looking forward to the game, and we'll be following both Kirschwertz and the gangrene Jets game form. There's nothing like reading that form after a Jets loss or when they are losing and then pull it out the last second. Those fans are so wishy-washy.
Don't wait too long, risky.
It will be a real treat to see them crying about how their team is a fraud after we pound them tonight. I know Fred likes to read the losing team's form, as well as there is nothing as rewarding as laughing at the Jets fans' misery. Pats 31, Jets 13.
Does that go the other way? Could they be reading your Kirschwertz tonight? And, if you happen to be trailing. And
they could be.
I've never understood if you're watching a game, how can you be focused on the – if you're really passionate about it, how can you be focused on the game and playing around on the internet and looking at what people are saying?
Not many people do.
Well, actually, a lot of people do.
I mean, if you're in a remote country and you don't have the game on anywhere and you're trying to follow what's going on, I can see that. But if you have the game on, watch the damn game.
Some people need to vent, though, and they have no friends to talk to. So they talk to Fred.
No, it's
or just tell them that they pooped on their floor or whatever they
But you
post.
Can kind of do it because, whenever there's a timeout or stoppage of play or whatever, in between plays, you kind of look down.
Yeah. But that's prime time to go pee or get a sandwich or... You know what I'm saying, Fred?
Well, how many times do you have to pee?
Or you have to get
a lot
of sandwiches.
You make a two-hour flight, and it's three times.
Yeah.
So?
You made me get up twice last game. Last.
Oh,
trip.
Boy. I offered to sit on the outside.
Does he
have
a growing
problem?
He can't
flirt with the flight attendant if he's not on the outside.
She's my girl.
He's going to accidentally stick an elbow out to stop her.
He has to get his Kit Kat and Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
Was it his elbow?
She's a chubby chaser.
That's not funny. That's not funny at all.
I'm sorry.
Marquise, Fred for the last time, Marcus in D.C. fellas, and I'm including Eric today because we're all men of Patriot or Patriot men. First of all, this is the best Monday of all time because you guys are on. Secondly, all I want to say is I'm freaking pumped up for this game. I hate the Jets and want to see them carved up like leftover Thanksgiving turkey.
Whew,
I breath. Share that. I share that sentiment.
They know they're not getting an extra show this week, right? That we're not on tomorrow?
I put that in the blog. Okay. Let people know.
Yeah, we won't be here tomorrow.
Just so they know. They're still just getting three. It's a little different schedule. They'll have to listen to D and C.
No, they don't have to.
Yeah, I guess not.
Let's see. Sean writes in random thought, I guess. Fred, I agree with you. Ever since the McDaniels fist pump, I've wished him nothing but the worst. Screw him.
Yeah.
I lost my boy Des Bryant broke his ankle.
Yeah.
Freddie, this is going to make you even more angry, but Strippers just wrote into me and said that New England Tailgate and Quickslants, you can get on demand and watch at any time if you have Comcast cable.
And they don't put us on?
But you're not on there.
So Strippers just now that's just outright disrespect.
Does that have ties into other deals the organization has with other TV providers?
What does that have to do?
Okay, I'll just say it. Doesn't Verizon own the rights to Patriots on demand?
But Verizon has on demand too.
They have their own on demand.
I'm going to check.
They're not
going
to put a Comcast show on Verizon on demand.
No, but why can't they put our show on there?
Because we are the Patriots, and all Patriots on demand content is purchased and paid for by Verizon.
I think we could get on there. I think so. I think we're being
screwed. I'm not so sure.
I think they're afraid of us.
I know they are. Why would they be afraid of us?
I don't know, but it makes me
feel
good to say that. 0.14
is got to have them.
Why would they want their shows? They want good shows on, don't they?
We started out better than them, and ever since then, they've made a deliberate effort to keep us down.
We're really in trouble, by the way, because not only do we not have a producer, but our fill-in producer is Moose, and he's going to the baseball winter meetings. So I don't know who
this will be a great show tomorrow, Wednesday. Great.
Unbelievable.
Why don't we just suspend operations for the month of December?
No one's watching anyway.
Where producers go to die, PFW.
Let's see.
Eric, you have experience. Why don't you take over?
If you want to pay me to come in on my day off, sure.
Here's where you get in a fight with Fred. Go ahead.
Here's where Andy and Paul get very quiet and very uncomfortable.
You were a behind-the-camera kind of guy. Well, obviously. If you're in front of me, that'd be so far away to get that nose in.
That's true.
Andrew in the Ukraine has two questions. Do you think the track record of young Belichick assistants as head coaches will work to our favor with other teams becoming more hesitant to be the first one to try to lure away coordinators, with or without the title?
There aren't any coordinators.
And also, who are the biggest culprits we need to replace on defense, taking into account that Ty Warren and Lee Bodden will be replacing two of them? I guess they mean coming back.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's going to be a ton of turnover there. I think there's...
I still think they need outside
rush. They need outside linebackers.
I think you're going to look to add to what you have.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely outside linebackers. We don't have any of those.
The interesting thing will be when Bodden does come back, who wins in that rotational battle?
McCourty and Bodden.
Yeah.
Freddie, this isn't going to make it your starters.
That's it.
What?
Verizon has Totally Patriots, Patriots All Access, Patriots Today, and Patriots This Week on Demand.
Because they own the rights to Patriots on Demand.
So where's our
show? You're the
only
show.
We are produced by Comcast. They're not going to put a Comcast show on Verizon on Demand.
But the other person was saying on the Comcast on Demand.
I know, but legally Verizon owns Patriots on Demand.
So we're neither.
As always, we're in no man's land.
Listen, that's as good a reason as anything else.
But I think
it makes sense.
If we asked, they would put PFW on Verizon.
Have we asked?
I don't think we have.
In Verizon, they would put
they're going to have to put a black bar over the CSN scroll, and they're going to have to make sure. I mean, it's going to have to be cleaned up. We have CSN mics when we do this studio. They can't put it on. We're in no man's land. It's not possible. Verizon pays a lot of money for the Patriots on-demand content.
This is a travesty.
It's the life we lead.
Dave from Alexandria. Hey,
guys. If we ask Verizon if Comcast could put it on their on-demand, we should be able to do it.
Of course they can.
If they approve it. But my guess is anything produced by us, and we're part of the organization, is owned by Verizon. Maybe they would let them out of it and allow them to put it on.
Right,
I don't know.
Because it's produced by Comcast.
Right. But technically it's
I think it's people that are way over our heads that make those decisions.
I bet you it's people that don't even have any idea.
Right.
Yeah. True. They don't know. Dave from Alexandria. Hey, guys. It's Eric with a K, and the K stands for charismatic.
Wow. I think it's kooky.
Wow. I think charismatic it's... Eric.
Okay. I'll take
it. Just wanted to write in to express how pumped I was for this game tonight. My gut tells me that it will be a close game, but the Pats will slowly start to walk away in the second half. All of my good luck Pats clothing has been prepped. The unlucky Bledsoe jersey, which over the course of 3 years has yet to be worn on a winning day, has been stuffed in the back of the closet. And all of us in Virginia are ready to cheer our boys on for a trouncing of the Jets. Let's fight the good fight, knock them hard, and whenever we get the chance, shove a Woodhead right down their throats for a first down.
Whoa.
And Fred, know
that
this.
Dirty.
Regardless of what the curse words readers say, we true fans shall not abandon hope at the first sign of misfortune. Even if we're behind in the fourth, it will simply make our victory sweeter when we snatch the win from their grasp. Lead us forward to victory, Fred. We're behind you. Okay.
Does that get you fired up, Freddie?
It does.
What do you think? If they were to somehow surprise us all and the Jets were to come out and win this game tonight, and it's like the Cleveland game where they get a big lead early and it looks like they're going to lose.
They'll be jumping ship.
Do you think they'll all be saying, no, we're going to lose three in a row again because we have Chicago?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eric will be.
The world will be, you know, it'll be done. You know.
I do have my fears about these two NFC games coming up, though. I think they lose at least one of them.
I do, too, next week in Chicago. Tough matchup.
I think more like the Green Bay game is what I'm thinking.
No chance.
I think they're going to beat Miami and they're going to beat Buffalo.
Yeah,
I think those are in the books.
Yeah,
those are in the books.
Keep saying that with the Bills till it's not.
It's in the books.
And I think you're right, Fred.
Comes down to the wire every time you play the Bills.
They'll win those two and probably, like you said, split the other one.
Mm. You know? Well, the Dolphins stick.
Which means it all comes down to tonight.
Right.
They have to win this
game. Fred in Denmark.
Speaking of Drew, did you see him on the sideline at Washington State?
No, who won that game?
I don't know.
At the Apple Cup.
I just saw it, Drew.
Frederick.
Very excited
Denmark.
To be a Dallas Cowboy.
Just wanted to let you know that the Dolphins are 6-6 also, so therefore the winning team, the Pats, won't be clinching playoffs with a win. Pats 31, Jets 20. No, they don't clinch.
We're not saying they clinch. We're just saying that's what's going to happen.
I thought the guy said clinch.
No, the guy said they'd clinch a playoff spot with a win.
I think they
you and I,
do.
Fred, were saying earlier, though, whoever wins that game, both teams are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
We're confident in
no,
that.
No, but there was a guy who had all the scenarios, and he painted it out that the winner of tonight's game clinches a playoff spot.
Right,
and
the winner.
That may be true.
No, it's true because the worst you could be
is 10-6.
10-6.
But he's saying the Dolphins could be 10-6.
But there's a number of teams that could be 10-6.
Now you have a three-way tie
atop
your division.
I don't know what all the tiebreakers would be.
Row raggy. Yeah. And the Dolphins will now have split with you, so you won't have the head-to-head tiebreaker with them.
Then it's conference, or division, then conference.
Well, not division in wild card scenario.
Greg writes in, he says, I put my name as Greg from the billing department because that's how Fred announced my name. The first time I wrote in a few weeks ago,
I like it.
When I was asking about the active roster practice squad when Gostkowski went down, I figured that would be a good name because you have Chris with a TIAN, you have Anthony from Naples, and so on. It's a lot better than Greg from Waste Management's depressing billing department in South Florida, or Greg, the loudest, craziest Pats fan ever. Once again, thanks, guys, and Eric.
Waste Management.
So Greg from the billing department is you are the dubbed.
V-dubbed.
I just knighted you, Greg, from the billing department.
But half the time, he seems like he's trying to talk hip. You know, it's like the dub. I don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't usually either.
Eric knows what dub means.
You're knighting
I know what you
him.
Said,
right.
But you say it as if you're trying to talk in a different way.
I was trying to talk in a different way.
You know what I meant, Fred, right?
I got you.
That was the last
intentional
call him, Fred.
Lincoln what?
Lincoln Hooper.
Lincoln Hooper.
Lincoln Kennedy.
I want to remember that. I might use that at some point in something.
Hoop.
There it is.
What's up with Eric today?
Wait, we've done an hour and a half without a break.
Have we?
Why? I'm here 10 minutes early for the show.
I was just about to make a comment about are we doing a commercial for
the show? Yeah, let's do a 125 break because we have to.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Gino Cappelletti. You're listening to PFW in Progress on Patriots.com Radio. Really, Fred? My hip?
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057. And you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, a special game day edition of PFW in Progress. We're happy to be here, very excited, because they're going to start serving food at about 6:30. So.
Right? As we're still eating, they're already looking at the next meal.
You didn't bring a shake?
That's a fake laugh, by the way.
I have them upstairs.
You definitely need a nap. You're not going to be able to survive till 3-4 o'clock this morning.
No, I know. I'm going to have to do something.
This means he's going to be pumping Bob Marley at 2 a.m.
Oh, man.
I don't know
what the office walls will be shaking.
He's going to be doing what to Bob Marley? What?
Easy.
Everything's so vulgar.
Pumping him.
I know. Nathan writes in, thanks for your Monday show. I'm listening to you instead of preparing my biology lecture. Oh, well, I'll have more interesting things to talk about today.
But you're a teacher?
Actually, you could probably get a biology lesson out of this show. I mean, we talk enough about...
Not from Eric, but...
You know... I mean,
well,
Jackson
got a vulgar one, though.
You could handle the, what is that, asexual reproduction where it just
Well, your molts. Son got a biology lesson the other night.
That's right.
There you go.
Learned about the birds and the bees.
Anyway.
My son opened a can of whoop-ass on a kid in the playground the other day.
Yeah, your son knocked a kid out in the playground.
And it was actually a boy, which is weird. But, you know, the apple rolled a little bit from the tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got in some trouble.
Yeah.
First trip to the principal's office as a kindergartner. What happened was a kid was making fun of him because he
his
wasn't
dad
playing.
Dad.
No, he was. He wasn't playing the same game this kid wanted him to play, and he came over and he was making fun of Will. He pushed him. It's one of Will's friends too. He must have had an argument or whatever. He pushed him down and hit him in the side of the head and onto the ground. Will got up, cocked his fist, and punched him in the face and split his lip open.
Ooh!
And was sent to the principal's office.
Wow.
When the teacher came over and said that they're going to have to go to the principal's office, Will said, oh, whoever did it is going to be in trouble.
Oh, good.
Trying to blend into the crowd.
I like that.
Apparently didn't work.
Nathan says, anyway, who's going to win the physical battle tonight? Also, who's going to bring the pass rush?
I don't know. Ask Dan in Washington.
The physical battle.
Patriots.
What do we...
Yeah, because whoever wins, that's going to win the game.
Well, but also, if I'm assuming that Mark Sanchez and LaDainian Tomlinson are going to turtle, like I think they're going to turtle.
Yeah, I think they're off base on LT.
Nah, he's soft like.
I mean, I don't expect him to go out and have 120 yards rushing because, like we said, I don't think that's what he is anymore. But
I just hope he can get on the field.
I think he'll be his regular self tonight. Sanchez, I would worry about if I were a Jets fan. I think he could throw some picks, make some mistakes and open the game up. And the Jets can't afford to have the game. They can't do what the Colts almost did here. They can't fall behind multiple scores and rally late. That's not the way they play. If I were Rex Ryan, that would be the number one thing that I would be concerned about, is falling behind by two scores.
Let's see. Strippers has caught a tweet from Lee Bodden.
This is great.
And Lee Bodden is tweeting, for this game, I might go tailgating with some fans. Where's the best spot, Patriots fans?
So not outside tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
he's taking suggestions about where the best place. Well, it could be a bar, you know, some sports bar somewhere.
Hmm. Why doesn't he throw a party?
If you were to suggest
together
to Lee Bodden where he would go, where would it be? So just home. Throw it out there.
No, if I were suggesting to Lee Bodden, I think he should throw a cool one. He should rent a tent with a heater,
mm-hmm.
big screen TV, food, drink. Get it done. You're Lee Bodden. You make millions.
Mm-hmm. Lee Bodden, celebrity tailgate.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want, charge $10 a head.
There you go.
Gotta go over well in this lock.
Sam
the
in Chicago.
Yeah.
Sam in Chicago writes in, thanks for the show on a freezing Monday here in Chicago, and from the sound of it, Boston, too. Did you guys carouse?
Second attempt was correct.
Read
NFL.com and see Victor Rucci's article on Belichick citing this.
Carouse is
this
not
year.
Right in any sense there.
Yeah.
It's the wrong word.
Peruse, I think she meant.
He.
He.
She.
No, he.
It's a he?
Yeah.
It's a he, she, probably. But
who is
Paul.
It?
Sam. In Chicago.
Oh, I think it's a girl.
No, it's not. We've got a Facebook request. Paul.
Yeah, I think it's a girl.
There could be more than one Sam in Chicago.
No. Not
and
this
you
one.
Don't think so?
Eric's going to find out next weekend.
Anyway, she wants to know.
Didn't she invite last week?
Yeah.
She invited him to do the
Croc Dundee test. Was invited.
Right.
Open hand, though, not, you know.
Yeah. No squeezing.
I meant no finger.
Jeez.
Ew.
Did you get him again?
Paul just snarfed again.
No, I didn't snarf. I'm just.
You're appalled?
Yeah.
Did you see Vic Carucci's article on Belichick citing that this year is one of the best in his best in terms of coaching? So it's Rick Carucci saying it's Belichick, not Belichick saying it about himself.
Yeah,
you just call him Rick.
That would be awkward.
Vic. Anything but Bill. Anything for Bill not anointing any personnel with a coordinator titles, Scott Pioli leaving, and the job Bill's doing with implementing the Patriot Way on his handpicked rookies and the success they're having. Bottom
they
ranked
were always his handpicked rookies.
Pioli left 2 years ago.
Plus,
I don't care whether Pioli here is not. They were always Belichick's handpicked
still
rookies.
Still 9-2 in the past Super Bowl, sniffling Pat's teams were loaded with vets on D. I'll take it. Big game tonight, boys. I know they'll put it out, but not by much. They'll pull it out, but not by much.
Again, make sure.
We want to
be a problem if you don't pull it out by
Sam's
much.
Sam's going to pull it out when we go down there.
Only Eric is going to do that testing. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Okay. Beaver Stadium.
Well, he'll be lucky.
Dick Stadium.
That's the problem.
Beaver
Dick
Stadium.
He's hoping for a Beaver Stadium.
You can't decide.
Beaver Stadium.
Now, both would be mildly intriguing.
Dick Stadium.
No.
Webradio@patriots.com is the
Beaver
email
Stadium.
Address. 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. And let's see. Do we have a caller on the? Yes, Lucky from Springfield. Hey, Lucky.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Good.
What's
how
up?
You doing? What's up?
I'm getting ready for the games.
Yeah?
Yes.
How do you get ready?
How do I get ready?
Yeah.
Well, as I speak right now, I'm going to get dressed, and then I'm going to get in the car, and I'm going to drive to Gillette Stadium.
Oh, you're coming. All right.
Dress warm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I already got like 3 layers of clothes on, so I'll
That's
be good.
Good.
Lucky,
freezing.
I'm wearing 3 pairs of pants right now.
I'm sure you are. First of all, I want to thank you guys for having a show today, because it's definitely making time go by faster. It's like when you're a kid, the night before Christmas.
And you get to open one thing
all through the house.
Start,
not
so.
A creature was stirring.
But I wanted to ask you, which player besides Tom Brady do you think have to have a great game for the Patriots to win tonight?
Rob Gronkowski.
Matt Light.
83 or 84?
83 or 84. Matt Light.
I mean,
Rob
everybody
Gronkowski,
has to play
nobody
well
on defense?
Yeah.
No.
The offensive line. To me, is key.
And a selected
Matt
player
Light.
On defense. I think they'll need to make a play on defense. It could come from anyone.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't make any plays on defense, they're done.
I don't think they'll make any plays on defense. I think Sanchez will make them for them.
Then you lose. If they don't make a play, they're done.
Do we have any unsung heroes tonight?
Unsung heroes.
I'm going to go with...
Jimmy Sanders.
Jimmy Sanders.
Oh, boy. If you talk about
surpassed.
This show, he's sung.
Now, are we talking about defensive players of the week? Because that's different. I mean, unsung, I look a little lower on the roster, like maybe Brandon Merriweather.
How about Shane Graham?
Shano.
Everybody's worried about Shane Graham. He missed one extra point. He'll be fine.
Well,
it's his kickoffs that they're
team,
worried about.
He's missed other kicks against the Jets for other teams.
It's going to be a cold football.
Who,
it's going to be harder to get that ball deep.
Yeah.
Nah, I think he makes all his kicks tonight. He's fine.
I think he kicks to the 15-yard line.
That's
every
what
time,
I'm worried about.
At least against
field
the
position.
Yeah,
that's
I
the
was
coverage
thinking
fault.
Field position. I was thinking Zoltan Mesko if we had the
part. Yeah. What was that? Unsung hero or unsung goat?
Unsung hero. Unsung
oh, okay.
What?
Goat. Because I have concerns about Mesko punting in the wind in key situations.
You might see him throw
but no one can
he shanks the ball when it's 90 degrees.
But
and
no one can catch
whatever.
The ball when he punts it, so who cares?
No problem. Doing a show here.
Didn't you see the light? It was set on the air.
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I got to finish getting ready. My ride is on my way.
Put another pair of pants
on. Me up, so,
all right, Lucky.
Hopefully
be safe.
We have a great game tonight.
All right. I suggest
and
you start drinking heavily.
Yeah. Yes.
Get
it
him
won't
going,
be,
Lucky.
But yes.
Get him going. All right, that's Lucky from Springfield.
Lucky enough to be at the game tonight.
Ginny writes in from Nebraska.
Ginny?
Ginny from the block?
She says,
you know the Henry kid?
Virginia? G-I-N-N-Y. G-I-N-N-Y.
Virginia?
Virginia, yeah.
From Ginny, Nebraska? Though, like,
yeah, that's a nickname
for
Virginia.
For Christ's sake.
For like an 80-year-old Virginia or a... Just sounds like an old lady name. No
it's
offense,
a nickname
Ginny.
For Virginia.
You don't think old lady when you hear Ginny or Virginia either?
Fred's perplexed.
I'm with Fred, though.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Super excited for tonight's game. Just watched Belichick's press conference from Sunday. What do you think of his attitude? I saw several smirks and even a smile. Confident on a win? It almost scares me. What do you guys think? Oh, and we'd love to see Alex Henry as a Patriot. You'd have to get rid of Gostkowski, but this kid's he's special. This Henry kid.
If we drafted him, that would be a pretty bad contract we gave Gostkowski, wouldn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Terrible.
Who we also drafted with a pretty high pick for a kicker.
Yeah, he's special, this guy. But we'll see. What do you think? Belichick showing signs of confidence, or is this something we always see?
It's so ridiculous.
To me, it's something we always see.
Oh, I don't.
I'm not
so.
Seeing anything.
I think he's happy-go-luckier this week.
I think he always expects to win, personally.
Yeah, but I don't think he always smiles and jokes.
I think they have had a good week of practice, which might be contributing to his feeling a little bit, or seeming to feel a little more confident.
Look, I know that week two really got to him. He hated losing that game. I mean, basically, Butler lost his job because of that game. You know, there were ramifications, I think, ripple effects, you know, in that game on how he thought of his own team. And I think, you know, he probably looked at that tape 20 times.
You think that had a...
And I think he feels he knows what he needs to do to win this game. Now... It comes down to execution, but I think in Belichick's mind, he knows exactly what his team needs to do to win this game.
Do you think that game
yes.
and the way the Jets defended Moss had anything to do with the decision to let Moss go?
That's a good point. I hadn't even thought of that, but you could throw that into the equation, too. You could be right. It could have.
Maybe it exposed finally, we can't win with this type of offense.
Yeah, I think, I'm with you. I think maybe overall... You know, I got to change the way this offense, goes about, handling its business.
Because he knew it's got to go through New York at some point. We're going to play them again. It could come down to that. We can't go against them with the same offense again.
Bad weather, yeah.
Do you think Moss would have been traded no matter what? If the best you could get was a sixth-round pick, would he have been traded?
No, no matter what. If his attitude was...
No. I'm just saying the compensation end. If they had shopped him... Same time, whatever.
I think they might have let him go.
The best you got was you think they would have just cut him?
I think so.
I don't.
Paul shaking his head vigorously.
I don't.
For anything?
I think they would have wanted. They would have just cut him.
I also think that I agree that the Jets game may have been the final straw. It's a very common wavelength right now in Boston. But if he didn't do what he had done after the Cincinnati game, and obviously behind closed doors about we're not signing you, he'd still be a Patriot. Regardless of what happened on the field against the Jets.
Oh, I agree with that. I think if he was a stand-up citizen, I don't think they would have got rid of him. But because of all that, that's why they did.
No, I'm just wondering if they wanted to get rid of him and then said, wow, I
they
can get a three to get rid of a trouble.
In my opinion, they didn't want to get rid of him. They felt like they had to.
No, but I'm just saying, how much? Fred to the point of cut. See, a third-round pick is a pretty good pick to get for a guy you want to unload.
I don't think they would have cut him. That's all. There's a difference between trading him for a third-round pick and cutting him.
Oh, huge. Huge difference.
John in New Mexico, I can't hear the broadcast right now because I'm working, but I'm guessing you covered how absolutely crucial this game is. I like the Pats, but I think it will be extremely close coming down to the final drive or play. That said, can you give me a hand with a fantasy question? Who to start, Branch or Woodhead? Playoffs for me may hang in the balance.
That's a good question.
I'll
go Branch.
I don't know enough about fantasy. If it's just based on total yards, is that what it is?
Touchdowns is the biggest thing.
Oh, it's touchdowns?
And total yards. But
yeah, it all plays in, but touchdowns are big.
Because maybe total yards you go with Woodhead because he's going to get both. He's going to get carries and catches.
Yeah,
I would say Branch has a better chance of being shut out where you could end up with two catches for 22 yards. I think Woodhead's going to have five or six carries. He's going to have five or six catches.
But Branch
could get the end zone twice or whatever. I think Branch is riskier, but there's a chance for a better payoff.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the upside is bigger with Branch, but the downside, the worst, I think, for Woodhead is, you know, five or six carries, four or five catches, you end up with 65 total yards. That's probably the worst.
If the Jets decide they're going to match up Revis with Branch, you lose.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Did you guys talk about the Chris Carter comments? Kind of ripping?
Yeah, did you hear the interview?
I heard the second half of it.
Because I heard a lot of the interview. And
he says like more than any person. Like.
But the parts
that... TV guy.
The parts that the papers put in, especially the Herald is where I read it in the blog, didn't write the whole sentence. It wrote, he made a lot of comments that Deion Branch is not Randy Moss. And they left them like that in the papers, that he was ripping him. But I heard, hearing the whole thing, he was basically saying that he's a good receiver, but Randy Moss was special.
Right.
It wasn't anywhere near as derogatory as it was made out to be in the papers.
But he did say, look at the stats, he disappeared.
Yeah, he did say that.
He does. Like, he caught 9 passes in his first game and 7 in the next 3. Then he caught 7, and then he caught 3. I mean, he does do that. That's his whole career. Now, Branch's thing is he always shows up in big games, whereas Moss didn't always show up in big games.
Right. Mr. T in Portland says, about PFW TV, I think I speak for a lot of PFW fans when I say I love the TV show. Hell, at the risk of sounding like a quarterback out of LSU-ish, I love and never miss anything the PFW crew does, even Andy's blog posts.
Suck it, Mr. T.
He's just kidding. I know there is nothing you can do about it, but I just got the Colts episode of PFW TV last night through iTunes. Of course, I watched it anyway. I'd watch or DVR the show on TV when it airs, but I live on the other side of the country, so that ain't happening. I'd be willing to bet there are tons of Pats fans in the same boat. I guess the point is, don't let the man get you down. Screw the numbers. We are watching more PFW, not less. I'm jacked up for the game. The Jets suck. Patriots win, but not a blowout, 28-17. Well, 11-point win. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good win in this type of game.
Yeah, I mean,
I think 28 points is a good number, too.
Unless that last touchdown is like a defensive score at the end of the game.
Right.
That's a pretty good win.
Let's see. The Bad Kevin writes in, hey, Fred, Paul, Eric, and D-Bag.
Mom likes my bag.
Oh, wow.
Better than what he said earlier.
What did I say earlier?
You know what you said.
I've been listening for over a year now, and there is a question that I have that you probably have a very easy answer to. How many Pats fans do you think would listen to you guys at 8 or 9 on game day? 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. on game day? Or 4 or 5 hours before on game day?
That's the right answer. Who cares?
I'd say 2.
It is awesome to hear you guys and D-Bag for a pregame show. I'm sure you guys are busy before the game, but what is your guys' pregame routine? I'm sure that Fred has several certain things that you have to do to get prepped. Anyway, PFW in progress, pregame every game.
For the right price, I'll do it.
I mean, it would be great.
I'd love to do it, but we can't. We've talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Just the logistics aren't there. Too much to do.
Too much to do. I mean...
Not to mention, you know, the boys have other things to do as well.
What if...
Kevin and...
But what if...
Yeah, for like a 1 o'clock game, I'm starting the new style.
But somebody asked about
you're here, go. You're here at 4 a.m., we know.
What if 98.5...
Go cry to your girlfriend.
What if 98.5 got really smart, okay? the flagship station of the Patriots on the radio, 98.5, got smart, and they said, you know what? Let's just have it the PFW pregame show on 98.5 and get rid of all this other nonsense. And, you know, we could have some guests, too, but...
I'd have to submit a demo tape. I don't know if that would fly.
That's true. They wouldn't
let
Eric
on. You're still upset
about
that.
Yes, it's absurd.
They don't hear you on the radio.
Doesn't matter. It's a guest hit. I got a call from Indianapolis a couple of weeks ago. The guy looked me up in the black book and said,
"Oh, you
cover the Patriots." I don't need to. I shouldn't have to.
Eric with his recorder next to his phone.
Well, you should yell at Howie because I'm not the. You know,
then after
screw
he does
Howie.
It. Well, that was a good point I made. Complete with commentary.
Let's see.
But we could never do a show like that because that show is so filled with sponsors.
Yeah, we'd have to take breaks.
Everything, no, but everything's paid for and announced, and the coffee with the coach, and the this and the that, and the
not our offense, style.
But you're
not our style.
We could do, you know, this.
No, we couldn't.
It would slow us down.
It would kill us. Yeah, it would take all the
this
fun out of us.
This inappropriate comment is brought to you by, you know, we could have
GoDaddy.
Yeah,
Oscar Mayer like Wiener with the Wiener comment of the day.
Paul's fight with you know, Peabody resident brought to you by
you. What? I fight with you. Yeah, I fight with you all the time.
But you wouldn't have time because Fred would be doing all the reads and the ins and the outs.
I could never do that.
I know. That's my point.
They'd be so mad. They'd be yelling at me every week. Fred, you forgot to read. Put your mic on, Fred.
Yeah. Those real shows that, you know, the pregame, it's too scripted.
Yes,
for us.
Way too scripted. It's all like little five-minute segments and
Mikey
they have a whole script.
Mikey Vandalism from East Haven, Connecticut writes in, pumped for tonight's game. I'll be feasting on delectable wings. Who do you think will have a bigger impact on the game, Wes Welker or Santonio Holmes? Let's go, Pats, and take the lead in the NFL in honor of Brewski tonight. If the Pats win, I will stroke it out with you, Freddie.
Hey.
Whoa.
That's kind of, I don't know.
That's kind of
gay.
This is the worst
undrafted free agent cornerback out of LSU.
Wow.
I'm going to say Welker will have a bigger impact.
Welker, I'm going to say bigger than Holmes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now we get back to our argument, Fred.
Right.
If Holmes gets taken away by constant double teams, did he have a big impact?
Only if the Jets win. If they have a good game.
If they succeed in doing it with somebody else.
They can't win without Holmes having a good game. And I don't think they're going to win.
I don't think they're going to either, but I think Holmes has an impact by
I think Welker's going to
Belichick
be the guy
targeting him.
I think they're going to put Revis more often than not on Branch. And Welker is going to be on Drew Coleman, Cromartie.
Then Welker better have a big game if you want to win.
I think Welker will have a big game. Now, he can have a lot of catches and not necessarily have a big game. You know, he has to, you know, make big plays and get in the end zone.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm fine with him if he keeps drives alive and then they end with Gronkowski touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, those are big plays to me then, if he keeps drives alive and they score.
Sure.
I'm with you. I'm down with that.
Derek from the University of Rhode Island. First,
say,
I might be going to a game. This raises a problem, though. My only jersey is a Moss jersey, which I enjoy wearing because I think he did a lot for us, even though he's now gone. How will that go over if I wear it to the stadium? Will I be mugged? No, I don't think so.
No.
Mugged.
No.
As long as the Patriots
a lot of people
jersey.
Still wear Moss jerseys.
Why don't you put a little duct tape on it, make it a four for Branch? Right, you could do that. Just put an angle down and
fix
boom.
It.
I see a lot of duct tape jerseys out there. Or people put stuff through it, like the no smoking sign through the Moss.
Yeah.
Just do something creative with a little duct tape.
You're going to need more than a jersey, though, tonight.
Yeah.
He says, secondly, the Eric will
underwear.
Be by later joke never gets old.
Never.
And last,
Rex. Andy's best ever.
Rex thinks Bill
Nothing.
Is.
Star-
huh?
What's this?
Every time the show opens, Fred asks where you are when you're
and
at
I
practice.
Go, Eric will be by later.
And Andy goes, he'll be by later. And I go, never gets old.
See, it's already gotten old.
Eric
like
figured,
clockwork.
I'll buy him lunch. I'll shut him up for the day. Nope, didn't work.
Shut me up.
Last, Rex thinks Bill is sarcastic. Has he ever listened to a Bill Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, press conference?
What is this?
I don't get that. Last, Rex thinks Bill is sarcastic. Has he never listened to a Bill Belichick press conference?
Yeah, he uses sarcasm quite a bit.
He's very sarcastic.
Yeah, but I think when he praises other teams, he's not being sarcastic. He pinpoints those things in the other team he thinks are good, and he noticeably leaves out the things he doesn't.
Yeah, about that particular thing, I don't think he's being sarcastic.
No.
I think he is stretching the truth.
Oh, he could be very sarcastic.
To the nth degree. I mean, he is very sarcastic in his,
I think that's
in his press conferences. Every day, almost every day.
But not
when he's talking about the other team, he makes stuff up to praise the other team about. When it's not there, he creates it.
I don't know
remember
that.
The year we played Who was the team Browns. That we played? They score
Browns.
From every spot in the field because they had like one 89-yard touchdown among the three touchdowns they had through 14 games.
They had scored from every spot.
He makes stuff up to say that a team is right. better than they are.
Everything he says
that's
is
coach
accurate.
Speak, though. That's not that's
Lou
not
Holtz.
Yeah, that's coach speak. That's not sarcasm.
But sometimes the sarcasm is obvious, like his whole.
Oh,
yeah.
You could tell when he's.
Bill, would you like to give us an update on Fred Taylor's injury? I'd love to, guys.
Yeah, that's sarcasm.
Well, even the mention of Cromartie. Cromartie said that you know they asked him, can they put a rookie on you and can
Holmes.
He cover? He goes negative.
Holmes.
Holmes said that, and Belichick. They asked Belichick about that. He'll make a good
coach
someday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Another example of sarcasm.
That's sarcasm,
which is fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
None at all. I wish he did it more.
I like when he's sarcastic to Eric.
I don't particularly care for that, actually.
But he is—he does.
What
have
are
a
you
tendency...
talking about? Was that sarcastic or just?
No,
right
that
at
was
you?
That was just right at me.
His sarcasm,
no sarcasm needed in that right. one.
His
no.
sarcasm is generally to us, like to his own team and to the media. You know, like he'll say something like, you know, about a trading deadline. Well, I'm sorry to keep you up, Mike. I know, right. I know you're up right. burning the midnight oil. You know,
or what did he say to you in Detroit?
Believe it or not, we were trying to get him in the first half.
Yeah, believe it or not,
you know. Or the we're up, believe it or not, we always try to get off to a fast start or right. like
that kind of stuff. Them. You know, he always says this was a sarcastic shot at the other guy.
Rudy from New Jersey wants to know what do we think Edelman will do tonight?
Nothing.
Like he's done all year.
Well,
he'll fair catch
right.
a punt.
I don't know if he will. If it's all that windy, he might not be back there.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Welker might be back there.
Okay. Zach from Syracuse says, I made a bet with my brother-in-law that if I saw... What's that?
When you say Zach from Syracuse.
You like that?
I do.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, I dubbed these Syracuse.
Everyone's going to have a little flavor to their, you know...
Right. Mike from the billing department.
The dubbed.
Greg.
Mike from Sharon.
I made a bet with my brother-in-law that if by somehow the Jets win, I will wear his Jets jersey on Christmas and take a picture of myself make it my profile picture for 24 hours. When the Pats win, he will wear my Welker jersey and make it his profile picture for 24 hours.
Fair
anyway,
bet.
Seems like the pressure is getting there, but we can never get the QB down. Specifically, I'm talking about TBC and Cunningham. Anyway, go Pats. Time to shut up that fat slob and bring the Jets down to earth. Leave Paul alone.
That was well done.
I was waiting for
that
you to say
that was late.
Yeah.
I don't like low-hanging fruit.
Kevin's got a script
style.
He's got to finish writing.
That's not Andy style.
And the pyrotechnic guys are here.
I want to see the pony exist.
Now, can you tell me when not to blink? Because I want to see the pyrotechnics.
Well, no, they're not going. It's not going to be the usual like.
He even rubs his head
while
he's answering
questions.
Right?
They're going to be on the field.
No,
too.
I know. Last time I blinked.
It's a chore to answer questions.
No, I'm being serious. Last time I blinked, and I missed
Did we
them.
Get the okay from the town of Foxborough for the pyrotechnics?
We did. We have a demo at like 2:15, I think.
Is that right? Okay.
Once we get closer and we go through this dress rehearsal, I'll let you know what's going down.
I don't want to blink.
So
I want an email when and if Perillo gives the nod tonight.
Okay,
you
got to check curse words.
Curse words.
You can't check curse words from the side.
You don't have a phone?
You have a BlackBerry?
Phone. Will it, like, keep instantly updated?
Absolutely.
All right. I'll try it.
Well, you need the Patriots app. Do you have the Patriots app on your phone?
I don't think so.
It doesn't work anyway, so don't get it.
Doesn't work?
No.
We had complaints that if listeners had, like, Facebook open and they were trying to listen to PFW in progress or a playbook while interacting with Rook or whatever via Facebook chat, like, it wouldn't work.
I can't. I have no control over
that. Me neither. I have no idea what that even
no idea what that means.
Yeah. Will fans be wowed tonight who have come to the stadium?
Only if the Patriots win.
I think we have.
You can't cheer for a 92
team. We definitely
team.
Have a better than average show tonight, Freddie. I think it's going to be a special night.
Better than average.
I'm not sure they've ever been average.
I think we got some treats.
Average for the NFL or average for us? Because that's
better than average for us.
So a Foxborough A or Tufts A?
What was that?
You seem out of sorts there, Kevin.
He doesn't like being in front of the
firing squad.
A lot
of rubbing
squad.
Your forehead. You know, your body language.
We got a lot to do right now.
I wouldn't rub anymore. It's big enough. You're
He's
rubbing
been
the
there
hair
since
right
3
off.
A.m.
You're
spending
too much time beating up people who pour 4:30? Beer on your girlfriend. You got to, you know.
No, but I came in. I came in. Paul, what time did I see you?
Little after 10.
Yeah.
What's with the hat? You look like you're one of the little rascals.
Paul always gives me crap for that. You represent the organization. You put your hat on right.
Well, his boss represents us, too. There's truth to that.
That's dip.
Or maybe the other thing. Right. That's how he makes his job.
Yep.
Oh.
Sea Dog writes in, thanks for the show today. Question, if the Pats win the flip tonight, do we defer or do the Pats accept the kickoff to get a quick start? I'm a little worried about the short kicks and coverage. A long return could give the Jets momentum early.
I think they defer.
I think an early Jets stop could give them momentum early. So either way, if you don't play it right, you're going to give the other team momentum.
I'm pretty sure that the Jets, if they win it, they will defer. That's what they've been doing.
Yeah,
and that's what New England does usually anyway.
So. I think the Patriots should also.
Yeah, remember when Bill told me everyone would and then no one did?
Yeah.
Now finally they're starting
now
to
Now everyone
do
is.
Oh, there's the hockey play again.
Now we're just going to comment on things on TV again.
Let's see. Brian from Aspen. Andy's shrinking turtle comment reminded me of the Seinfeld episode I watched last night. Jerry's girlfriend walked in on George as he dropped his drawers following his swim in the cold ocean waters. This episode had it all. An explanation on shrinkage, an ugly baby, George's girlfriend leaving, who everyone but George had seen topless when he went to buy tomatoes, presumably because of said shrinkage, kosher diets, and stolen lobsters. I hope I feel as much like laughing after tonight's game, which I fully expect the Patriots to win. But look, the Jets receivers are going to give the Patriots fits tonight if Sanchez doesn't get early pressure. Tate makes a big play tonight, and Gronkowski drags and carries two D-backs into the end zone. I like it. I like it. But I think you know, you're going to see the Patriots give up yards. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes down to that red zone play. We said it last week. Well,
the Patriots' offense is, to me, what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Because I think they have to score. I think they will.
It's just simply outscoring them?
That's, mm-hmm. that's every game. Same game plan every week. Okay. Got to get to 30.
Connor, yeah, you still got to get plays on defense. You can't just outscore.
Connor from Ireland, thanks for the
show
today.
You just outscored the Colts, and if you didn't make a play on defense, you lose.
Do you think that tonight's game is an AFC Championship preview, regardless of who wins?
AFC Championship?
No,
I think it's going to be tough for the loser to get there.
Yeah.
And I don't think that these teams are head and shoulders better than Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Well, I think the Patriots are Pittsburgh, but not Baltimore. And the Jets aren't head and shoulders above either of them.
Well, they're going to play Pittsburgh, what is it, next week, the week after?
Jets? In a couple of weeks. I just don't think they're heading. I don't think the Patriots and Jets are head and shoulders better than Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Yeah, you're right.
I think
one really is this year.
I think anybody could win those games if you're playing. I like my chances against Pittsburgh because of the matchup. I think that's a good matchup for the Patriots.
Yep. Let's see. Larry says this was a great idea to do the show. Can you do it again on December 19th? It's a Sunday night game. You could do 12-2. It would be great.
Hell's no.
No.
Fred just goes no. I like it.
We had to be here anyway. That's why we're doing it.
True that.
So, all right.
We did it as a gesture of goodwill to our many.
That's
going to
be
fans.
It for this edition of PFW in Progress. It's a very special edition.
Thank
no
you for your
PFW
service.
In Progress. Patriots Monday tomorrow from our studios.
But we apologize in advance.
We'll be back on Wednesday tonight. Big game. Want to see you on Curse Words? If not, watching, listening. If you're at the stadium, you better be loud. Bundle up. It's going to be cold and windy.
Look for Lucky and Lee Bodden in the parking lot.
But it's going to be unbelievable.
Good anthem singer tonight, too.
It's going to be just the excitement will warm you up. It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere tonight. I can't wait. I'm going to be rocking it.
He's still in the middle of his rant.
Now I have to go to the bathroom. See you Wednesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.